B-Pod Studios.
Good afternoon.
Hey.
I'm expecting a guest. What are
why,
you?
Why haven't you returned my call?
Let me explain something to you.
No, let me explain something to you. I tried to go through the proper channels, and I called your office, and I don't get a call back.
I am on the air. Our intern, HW, said you called. I'll get back to you. How dare
that
you?
That is great that you are on the air. On the other hand, my ass is above the fire.
You're tying up this line. What do you... What do you want? Tony D'Amico, Cape Crazy Child.
My friend.
You're not a friend of mine, and you're quickly going on my crap list.
I come to you with hat in hand.
Oh, really?
Not me?
Nothing. What do you want? Again, very short on time. Not expecting you. You've been calling our office nonstop. I need this line open. What do you want? What's the emergency, Tony? How can Stan bail you out again?
Stan, I do need a favor.
Okay. Yes, Tony. What's the matter? Restaurant closed down again? Make some kind of shite deal?
Business has never been better.
Okay.
I'm continuing on a hiring spree.
Oh, you are you? That's great.
But let me ask you this.
Yes.
It is my understanding that you are friendly with the owner of Mardi Gras Bar and Grill.
That's the Mardi Gras Bar and Grill. They are good friends of ours.
I was wondering if you could make a call for me.
A call for you? What do you mean a call for you? To Mardi Gras Bar and Grill in Cape Coral? It's only about 2.5 miles from you, Tony. Go there yourself. Go ahead and talk to them.
I would be glad to, but I feel that maybe you could lay some groundwork.
Wait, let me get you. So you want me to pick up the phone on your behalf?
There was a misunderstanding Monday morning, very early.
Yeah.
As a trial balloon, I was going to open up for breakfast, but I'm not going to get up that early.
Well, no, you know.
So I hired a handicapped fellow.
Uh-huh.
By the name of Old Blind Bob.
Old, that's what they call him, Old Blind Bob?
Yes.
And I take it his name's Bob and he's blind and he's old.
He's handicapped.
And he's in. What's wrong with him?
Well, they call him Old Blind Bob.
Uh-huh.
And I talked to him and I said, this fella seems to have most of his bobbles. And I told him that I was giving him great responsibility. And I needed him to open the restaurant for business for the breakfast crowd.
What breakfast crowd? Okay, yeah.
He's
so
trying something
right,
new.
Trying something new. All right.
And so, not to say that I don't trust him, but he is handicapped and he's a colored fella.
Yeah.
But I decided at about 10 a.m. to roll by.
Right.
And
check up
how business was. And I just popped in and there was no one there.
Oh, you mean talking about Old Blind Bob wasn't there, huh?
No. I found him down the street at Mardi Gras.
Uh-huh.
And he was, let's just say that he was in a restricted area and couldn't figure out how to get out.
What are you saying? Are you saying?
When I found my restaurant unmanned and unopened, I called his cell phone.
Yeah?
And he said, I'm in the restaurant.
Yeah?
Well, he wasn't in my restaurant.
Hold it! Hold it! Do you know something about what was in the paper today about the Mardi Gras restaurant? Do you know something about it? Because I saw it.
Yes, I do, and I'd like to keep it quiet.
Wait
please.
A second. Let me, because this morning's news press. A Cape Coral bar had $800 stolen from a safe Monday morning, according to police. The owner of Mardi Gras Bar and Grill, the owner told police she believes someone gained access to a set of keys because there was no sign of forced entry into the building. Whoever had the keys did not have the alarm code because the security alarm went off at about 5:15 a.m. No arrests have been made yet, though police said they have a suspect in mind for the theft of $800 from their safe. And you're telling me, Tony D'Amico of Cape Crepe and Chowder restaurant, also on the Cape, not more than a couple miles away from that restaurant, that you
we're right down the street.
You know something about
what
it.
What happened to anybody?
What happened to anybody? One of you.
I don't believe you should pick on people because they're retarded and or blind.
Well, are you saying one of your employees might be responsible for this? Is that what you're calling me, and you want me to call them?
I don't know how it happened.
I think you do.
He clammed up.
Who clammed
up? What, old blind Bob. But what I would like to do,
yes,
is the proper and right thing.
Yeah.
I would like to keep the authorities out of it.
The authorities are already involved in it, Tony.
If you could make a call.
Me?
Down to your friends at Mardi Gras.
Uh-huh.
I will personally get in the tornado right now. And I will return their $400.
Not 400, 800.
Not by my count.
Oh, but that's what it was. And one of your employees might just be responsible for it. Am I right on that, Tony?
Right.
Uh-huh. One of the people in your care, because you choose to hire handicapped or mentally disabled people.
They only give me a medal.
No, you had one that was doing the gynecologist. Now you got one breaking into a restaurant.
Oh, that's right. That girl last week, Virginia.
Yep. Now, now you got old blind Bob.
I said I would return the $400.
It was $800. Let me explain something.
Because he just went. Old blind Bob just drove down to the bank.
Yeah.
Blind Bob drives?
Yeah, how does he drive?
You know, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, of course you didn't. But wait a second.
He's on the road now.
Well, he ain't on the road with
he
any...
He took my freaking car.
You are...
He said, Tony, I'm going to make it up to you.
You are the biggest, stupidest meathead I know. You are...
And me!
You heard me. How stupid can somebody get? And, old man...
Why am I stupid? Because I hire a bunch of retards to run my business.
Number one, don't involve me in your predicament. Two, you should yourself drive down to the restaurant and talk to the owner.
If you tell them, I'll return the $400. And I will also put on my tag-along sign, best prime rib in town.
What, at your restaurant? The best.
Yeah, but with an arrow pointing in their general
that
direction.
That is the most stupid, asinine... You are breaking the law here, all right? There's a law being
I'm not
broken.
Breaking the law. I think a blind man driving down the middle of Del Prado is breaking the law.
You're breaking the law. If this is a police matter, if you have information that can lead to an arrest, one of your employees.
Well, I will roll over quicker than snot. Or that damn blind buffoon.
Good. Then find the other $400 from that blind buffoon, and how dare
you? He went to make a bank drop.
Yeah, bank drop? With stolen money?
He said we cleared $400 with the breakfast crowd.
Oh? What? He wasn't at the... Oh, my God. Look...
I take a man at his word, Sam.
He's lying to you, and you're trying to cover up for him.
You'll think that he's lying just because he's retarded and blind and black.
And you're trying to make me an accessory after the fact. You're trying to get me involved in this to settle on $400 when it's $800 and it's your problem.
Stan, maybe if you just talk to the nice people at Mardi Gras and give them a pearl of wisdom, one in the hand is worth two in the bush.
That is so wrong. It's their money.
I don't know that.
You do know
all
that.
All I know is what this tells me.
And he told you he was at the restaurant, and lo and behold, it wasn't your restaurant, was it?
Well, he just jacked my car. He says he's blind.
You're up a creek without a paddle, you dumbass meathead.
Well, I may be up a creek without a paddle, but I got $400 in my pocket, you jackass.
You're an accessory.
Forget I said anything. Drop dead.
Now we're up to our request and dedication. It's from a young man in Tennessee named Travis. He wants to let some special friends know that the good times they had are gone, but they're not forgotten. Here's what he writes. Dear Casey, changes in life are never easy. The difficulty is compounded when one must leave a happy, secure surrounding and venture into an unknown area. The change of which I speak took place in December. My three best friends and I all graduated from college, and as they say, entered the real world. This is a confusing time, when we're torn between pride in the past with hope for the future, and the thought of going ahead without the companionship that made the last 4 years so much easier. We took classes together, double dated, helped each other through the tough times. Now, as we get ready to go our separate ways, to law school, into business, and into marriage, I want to thank my friends for being like brothers to me. Just because we're grown doesn't mean we have to be boring. Thanks a lot, Travis. Okay, Travis, here's your request and dedication.
Heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on. Now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off your feet. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney on all afternoon. Now from Naples to Fort Myers, all over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, Stan and Haney, all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. Show it so damn good, it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fill out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws spies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. To us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
StageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Stan and Haney have a really funny joke coming up, right, guys? Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Yes. Yes, you were. Stan and Haney, Friday edition. And what a Friday edition we got scheduled. Because we got the, I'll tell you right now. Dave's going out today. Dave the Waterman's going out today. Thank God for that. I'm not going to have him in here. But we've got the A-team going with him. There is actually interest in this building to make sure he succeeds.
Well, that's a switch.
So we're going to send him to a rage room today. Anger management's the rage room.
And I guess these rage rooms are the latest thing, because I know there's more than one out there. And, you know, if this works out, maybe we'll give equal time to other rage rooms.
That's right, depending on how this works today. Now, so I said to Zito and Adam, I said, we're sending Bonehead out to the rage room in Fort Myers. And Dave...
You know, it actually sounds like something Dave would have invented.
Yeah. And so Dave started, let's just say, taking responsibility for things that he doesn't even know how to do. Setting up Comrexes, setting up this, setting
Dude.
Up...
Dude.
Well.
Man.
Bruh. So...
Let me tell you.
Adam said to Zito, we're going to do this upright. So he got Tony and Marvin.
You're talking about tight shirt Tony?
Yeah. And Marvin, both video experts. They're going with him. They are going to A, make sure that it's live streamed so we can all see it, and film it into a nice production that can wind up on our website.
Nice. Maybe they can put some effects on there, Dave.
And on top of that,
because
we were talking to Bob over there at Anger Management, he's got it all deluxe set up for him over there and is going to allow our camera people to suit up and go in there to get bird's eye looks at the smashing things, maybe even at one point hooking the camera up to Dave's chest.
Oh, yeah, man. And, you know, anybody can go in there and hit stuff, but we're sending in a guy that has been yoked since he was 8 years old.
Damn right, bro.
And then broadcast. We don't have to worry about him.
You don't have to worry about your tickets to the gun show today, because they're here, man.
Yeah.
Explosion, son. And boom!
And then we don't have to worry about the sound quality, because Dave had the Comrex, the broadcasting, taken away from him and brought into the hands of Richard, the chief engineer, to properly set it up. So it's going to be crystal clear to our listeners, and you're going to be able to watch it.
And you know why that is? And it's something you deny.
What?
If you were to ask them to do this, they'd say no.
I did ask them to do it.
If it were anybody else. See, the thing is,
Don't even.
People
don't do it.
Love to watch Dave going to work.
Damn right.
Oh, God.
Because they know something's going to happen.
I know something's going to happen. You want to know what I know is going to happen? Let's put a little side bet down, Haney. Five apiece. I say that something's going to happen, meaning he's going to screw something up.
Oh, I remembered. Hold on.
You, on the other hand, say it's going to be flawless because he's the one.
Damn right.
So I'll put a fin on that.
I don't want you worrying today, so I'm going to give you this ahead of time.
Yeah, he's
there. You go.
He's going to pay
you. Just in case there's any more problems.
Yeah. Oh. He's gonna pay you.
No, that's from yesterday.
Oh, when he was on the clock for you.
No, and he managed to make it last one more day until I could get him the cash.
Isn't that great? You know what? You're something, letting Haney's money last one more day
until
you
need it. No, Stan.
That shows you how responsible he is. He was like, hey,
God,
don't worry about it. I can wait until tomorrow.
In this room.
Thank you, Haney. Thank you, Mark. I tell you.
I can't believe I'm sitting in this room and you'll take that.
You know what?
And
we've got such great
praise.
We've got such great faith in each other, Mark.
You don't even know when you're being gamed.
And you've got great money management skills.
I'm telling you, man.
Yeah, you have great money management skills.
Yep, $1 a day.
Yep. Yeah. I think that's about the max you've earned at a real job.
Ha! Very funny, Stan.
Yeah. Why do you always diss him, man? He was working in heavy metal.
You damn right.
He was a metal god.
Was he?
Yeah.
I am the metal god.
Yeah, okay. He was so good, he put himself out of work for like weeks at a time. Because he'd shred all the metal.
Right.
God.
All right, so...
I'll say all right.
I'm ready,
so,
man. I'm ready to beat something up, bro.
Keep it up, and you won't have to go to a rage room.
You gotta save that energy, man. Do you have a bunch of energy drinks in your backpack?
No, yeah, I do not.
Whoa!
By the way, bro.
And I don't know
Junior
what you're
said
saying.
You did.
Oh, like, okay. Right, Junior.
Junior,
right.
Hold it. I was sitting right here.
He was standing there, Stan, and he says, are you going to be drinking energy drinks? And I said, no.
He said, you got your energy drinks?
No, he did not
you
say
got,
that.
Yep. And
what
even,
did you
and,
say?
And Haney tells you to stay off them.
I'm not on them. What did you say?
I just asked if you were going to go pick up your gas station
See?
Energy drinks.
There yep. you go. And I
dude,
said, no.
Dude, I don't know. Do you need to snort a goodies before you go?
Yeah, that really gets you high, don't it?
No, it's just caffeine, bro. Jeez, man. Learn what drugs are,
Stan. Look
what
somebody sent a Junior for his wallpaper.
That is horrific.
High resolution of Ocasio.
See, you and I, we've been around too long, and we can see the aging process at work.
Yeah. Yep.
And we can tell where it's going.
Yep.
And he's not
going to
feel that way about her very soon.
I'll love her forever.
Even when she's an old Puerto Rican grandmother?
Absolutely.
Because she's got years on you.
So?
You're sick.
Look who's talking.
That is just bad.
You don't date women that are older than you.
Why not?
You just... I
oh
tried
my
goodness.
It once. Yeah, it didn't work out well.
Mm-mm. And you know what I was told by there was definitely an attraction between the two of us. And you know what I was told?
What was that?
We could do this, but it would be a disaster. And I was very young, and I'm like, well, why? I don't understand why it wouldn't work. And she goes, you won't understand for a few years. The reason it won't work is very simple. Mileage. I got more than you.
Yeah. Some tread wear.
Yep. And it changes your perspective
All
on
right.
things.
It should take you, because I do the trip. It should take you...
What, you regularly go to the rage room?
No, but I know where it's at. It should take you...
Oh, that's odd.
I'd like to get a membership. It should take you...
Yeah, up the gym.
Yep. Yep. It should take you about 15 minutes to get there, 15 to 20 minutes to get there, which means you will be getting there at about 10. If you leave now and stop talking to people,
hey,
you'll get there about 10 to 3 now, or 5 to 3.
I'm gone.
Dave, do you have... ready to go at like around 3:05, 3:07.
Hold on. Two things, Dave.
Yeah, what's up, buddy?
First of all, I noticed you did an incredible job with the electrical tape on your headphones.
Yeah, isn't that nice?
You
need some repairs?
No, I mean, it almost blends right in ever happened.
Yeah, it's starting to peel up a little bit. Yeah.
And do you have any idea what you're walking into? Do you know what this place is? What's going to happen?
It's a rage room. It's a frustration release atmosphere where you get the bus stuff, man. So they're going to have...
Like what kind of stuff?
Televisions, china, glass tables, wood tables, vases. I mean, anything and everything that's in a regular room.
You know, the cadence he got into, I was afraid he was going to say it's almost like a mini mall.
Yep.
Well, it's close. Hey, I'm telling you.
Can you go down that list again?
Oh, absolutely. Televisions, china, glass tables, wood tables, vases.
The most heard of, unlistened to show in Southwest Florida.
Who are these f***ing guys?
Stan and Haney.
Oh, my God. Who the hell...
96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Friday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. Dave the Waterman off to anger management, the Rage Room in Fort Myers. Junior, has he...
This guy hasn't even left yet.
Are you serious?
He's just wandering around like a deer in the headlights right now.
Why is he not left? He's got to get there on time.
He keeps making excuses that he needs this, he needs that. He just hasn't even left yet.
He should have been on the road like 8 minutes ago.
Exactly. I don't know what he's going to do.
Is he still here?
I don't know, I'm about to
go. Has he left? What is that idiot doing?
I don't think he's even left yet.
He's complaining about Junior's treatment of him.
Get him on the road!
He should have left.
So, hold on. Haney, is he still here?
He started his car, pulled it to the middle of the parking lot, left it running, came back inside, and then as he's coming out the door, he's yelling at Junior, "You don't talk to me like that."
I can talk to him however I want.
However you want.
What are you doing to him today?
I'm not doing nothing to him. I'm just trying to get his ass in gear.
He's had just about enough of you.
I don't care.
I don't care. Yeah.
But he should be on the road. Why isn't he driving?
And I said, what did Junior say that got you so upset? He said he pointed at me and said, go, just go.
Yes. Is he still here?
He needs to kick it in gear. I'm going to go check right now.
Go check.
Because he... Last I saw him, he was going in circles, going, and he didn't talk to me like that.
If he's still here, kick him in the ass. We've got a broadcast to do,
He also said that he would destroy Junior.
Junior'd kill him.
Not according to Dave.
He'd kill him.
He said, I will destroy you.
He'll kill him. But he's still here. I can hear the hallway. What's going on?
What's going on, Junior?
He still hasn't left yet.
Why?
Did he say anything to you? Oh, now he's wandered.
He started peeling out.
Is he gone?
He was like, fine, no video, I'll go.
Has he left?
No, not yet. He's just out there in the parking lot.
I thought you said he was peeling out.
Yeah, and then I told him to stop.
No, he's got to go.
All right.
Go now.
Go now!
You know what? You enjoy yourself way too much.
Well, you know.
and it's not even on you this time.
Melvin, get in here. What's going on? Get over here. What's going on here? Are you guys ready to go?
Melvin, do you know what a microphone is?
Get over here.
There you go, right there.
Just come up to the microphone. You sound fine.
What is it?
Come on.
What's going on?
Why hasn't he left yet?
I'm waiting for him.
Who's recording? Don't worry about it. Get in the car with Dave and go.
You're going to make him ride with Dave?
Well, do you have your own car?
I'll go to my own car.
Oh, good.
Think he might be a little intimidated by that.
Grab bag. Jeez. Grab bag. I told you. I should have bet you.
You said something at the top of the show about the A-team. I've yet to see it.
I told you that he'll find some way to F this up.
No, you said the A-team
they
was
are,
going
they're pros.
And everything's going to be great.
He doesn't have to wait on them. He needs to get down there and see Bob and get situated.
Does he know where he's going?
He claims he does.
He says he knows where he's going.
Is it right down the street from his house?
No.
No, no.
Dave, stop punching the dashboard.
You idiot. You familiar with Junior with LinkedIn?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Yeah.
Is that another way to pull chicks?
No, it's like social media for like businesses. And...
Yep. Well,
that's no fun.
Huh? Well, it is
no,
now.
It's boring.
Especially for Junior now, because there's something for him so that he can get in on this too.
I used to think I was the only person in the world who liked to make love to pool toys.
I thought I was alone when I had impure thoughts about my umbrella handle.
I remember thinking there has to be someone else who would also like to fill their openings with pork and beans while dressed as a Care Bear.
No matter what you're thinking, there's someone just like you on Kinked In, the social network for kinky professionals.
Sure, I run a Fortune 500 company, but I still enjoy being ridden around my office like a pony boy. And now I can be, anytime, thanks to my network on Kinked In.
Kinked In allows you to network with others who share your particular kink. And as your network grows, your kinks grow with it.
Wow, I thought that wearing a rubber suit was enough, but throw in handcuffs and talk to me like a horny used car salesman? Amazing!
You'll be amazed, too, when you start your network of kinky professionals on Kinked In.
Yeah, there you go.
Some of you think it's a joke.
It's not. This is an invention that...
You told me about the seamy underbelly of this town.
There's an underbelly here. This town, any town, go to any town.
It's not who you would think.
Nope. You'd be surprised who lives in the underbelly. This is so great. Ford is making this. This is generations in the making. This is 100% real. Ford has made a prototype to keep people from hogging the bed.
You're talking about Ford Motor Company?
Yeah. Because there's
why are they doing this?
There's an engine involved. Just listen to me. It's a bed that works like a conveyor belt. If someone comes over to your side of the bed and pushes you to the edge where, you know, most guys will wake up. I've got about 6 inches to sleep.
Where if I had rolled over, I could have had a nasty fall.
Yep. Well, apparently, it senses when you're losing your space. You hit the conveyor belt, and it slides everything back over so that you're realigned.
Oh, that makes him mad.
Yep. He sleeps at a 90 degrees angle, and I'm literally on the edge of the bed.
To be honest, I don't realize.
I should film you.
We move unconsciously during the night. We make 12 to 20 major positional changes, and sleep deprivation is a problem to our physical, mental, and emotional health.
Yeah. Hold on, what are you...
That's a good one, too.
27-year-old man who should know better.
Did you say man or ma'am?
Man.
Oh.
It's ma'am! A 27-year-old guy was posing as a cop. He wasn't a cop. He was posing as a cop. And tried to pull someone over here in the Sunshine State on Wednesday. It just happened to be a Miami-Dade County Commissioner who used to be a cop himself. He realized something was up, flagged down a real cop, and then took matters in.
I was driving to a commission meeting, the chairwoman's policy council, and I'm northbound on the turnpike, and then I noticed that this old SUV, Toyota 4Runner, pulls up behind me, hits the flashing red lights. He had him in the middle of a grill. It looked weird because of the type of vehicle that it was. As a former police officer, 18 years and working undercover, you know, you kind of get a sense of what's going on. I moved to the left lane. He followed me. I went to the center lane and to the right lane, and he followed me too. It was an obvious attempt to try to get somebody to stop for him. I'm glad it was me because of the experience that I've had, and it wasn't an ordinary citizen that maybe would have fallen to their trap.
Remember how when you were a little kid, see, there's one that's going to ruin everything for little kids in Valentine's Day, Times Day. Usually it would be some of the kids, teacher maybe bringing little candies and stuff for the kids on Valentine's Day. Well, some middle schoolers near Atlanta ended up in the hospital yesterday. Why?
Why?
Because they ate tainted Valentine's Day candy. It's not clear what they ate, but one of the parents said they were edibles, like in marijuana. Had to, all the kids, middle schoolers, because someone's ruining the fun for everybody.
They told me children were sick. Then I wasn't satisfied with that because they're not going to have all you guys here just for sick children. Then I asked another staff member and I was told edibles were passed out.
It was kind of scary because, like, this has never happened before. And I was wondering, like, if anything would happen to me. People were, like, screaming down the hallway and stuff. Police came in the classroom and they told us, like, not to eat any of the candy that they had. They were, like, Rice Krispies and stuff, like lollipops. They were, like, all over the place.
The Rice Krispie treats, they kind of look suspicious from the start, so I didn't eat any because they're, like, brown.
Well,
there you go.
There's your answer. Remember this for next Valentine's Day? There's a site out there where you can get celebrities to wish your sweetheart happy Valentine's Day.
Happy what?
Valentine's Day. Here is just a running tape of Ice-T, who got about, I think, 50 requests for him to do Valentine's Day greetings. And then they're sent to your smartphone so that your sweetheart, who's a big fan of Ice-T, can get it again.
Oh, and they all are, aren't they?
Yeah.
Hey, Ray, what's cracking? Heard you about to get married in September, man, in NYC, man. Congratulations, man. Well, Renee, your lovely fiance, said, let me get Ice to send Ray, a message, you dig? So, happy Valentine's Day. She wants you to be her Valentine. Obviously, she wants you to be her husband. Hey, what's up, Alexa? This is Ice-T sending you some love from Chris, your man. It's Valentine's Day, and he wanted me to let you know how much he loves you. And I just heard you guys just had a beautiful daughter, all right? Now, I have a 3-year-old named Chanel. It's the greatest thing in the history of the world, just to have a child to share between you guys. So keep the love strong, and you owe Chris a little something, Alexa. Stop playing. He got Ice-T. I mean, he went out of his way. How are you going to top this? Alexa, tell me that. How are you going to top this gift?
Maybe something tangible.
You could also get Mountain from the Game of Thrones to read your poems.
Blood is red, bruises are blue. Treat Kate like a queen, or I will crush you. Javier Sierra. Lannisters are red, White Walkers are blue, and on this Valentine's Day, I give all the Westerns to you. From the Wall to the North and through the Iron Isles, on this Valentine's Day, you bring me smiles.
So romantic.
Ah, so romantic. Andra Walliners. You're my sweetheart and always were. Why you picked me, I'm not quite sure. Thank you for being my star above. Happy Valentine's Day to you, my love. You made the mountain very emotional. Thank you for that.
Hey. Junior's making notes for next Valentine's Day. I don't get it.
I was wondering why you had us doing all those messages.
Yep. Said, can you do another one, Haney, this time for Cindy?
Oh, yeah. We forgot to do the ready?
Yeah.
Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Cindy. Stan and Haney here.
And great to talk to you on Valentine's Day. Oh, what did I say?
Valentine's Day.
It's all for you, Cindy. And somehow you have suckered Ray into marrying you.
Good luck to both of you.
And remember, Ray, it may not just be Cindy, but all women are crazy.
See, we can do
that. Is that good, Junior?
Yeah,
not good?
Run that
perfect.
Make sure you...
That must have been a refund.
Yep. Didn't like the first one. When Haney and I were younger in the 80s, you couldn't turn the television...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
On and not run into Dr. Ruth Westheimer.
Oh, yeah. She was just talking about sex all day.
And now, evidently, because she's been away for 25 years, a new generation is discovering Dr. Ruth. They all want her back.
Well, that'd be tough, wouldn't it?
No,
because she was old then.
I know. I guess she's going strong.
How old is she? Like 120?
Find out how old Dr. Ruth Westheimer is. She sounds still the same. She was on the View. Here's cut number one. And Dr. Ruth is right on this. She said threesomes are a bad idea. How old is she?
90.
90. Threesome, here's Dr. Ruth. Threesomes, bad idea.
This person says, my partner wants to have a threesome. I'm open to it, but is it a bad idea?
Oh, very bad.
I can answer that.
Bad idea. I want to tell you why.
Yes.
If he or she or two guys or two women, if they want to have that, use your brain, your fantasy.
Yes.
Do not engage in a threesome because that third person might be a better lover. And then there will be lots of
jealousy. Exactly, Dr. Ruth.
Oh, she had more advice. And ladies, you went a whole generation saying it's there. Dr. Ruth says there is no such thing as a G-spot.
Loud and clear, there is no such thing as a G-spot. Because what they have been doing is a tremendous disservice to women. And I have had women ask me, maybe I'm not normal, because I can't find the G-spot.
Yeah, yeah.
Loud and clear, no such thing.
This woman had Saturday Night Live skits made about her in the early 80s.
And she sounds exactly the same.
She sounds exactly the same. Okay, here's the deal.
I mean, yeah, you think, you know, what, 30 years ago, yeah, she was in her 60s.
Yep. Here's the deal. Dave is on his way to anger management, rage room.
Which, you know, we didn't see today going the way that it has gone, but it turns out it's a great day for this.
Yep.
Yep. Because
he's in a rage now.
And Junior put him there.
Good.
Yeah, he's being a little bitch.
Yeah, he is.
You don't understand, Junior. Dave has seniority over you.
I don't care about that.
That's how Dave feels, is that he's got seniority.
He might have seniority on time. But ability?
Who is accosting our producer?
What's Enrique doing?
Hey, Enrique.
Hi, Enrique. Hi. Where are you? Did you shut off the microphone?
What?
There you are. Who's on the phone?
Talking to, he needs some information. How you guys doing today?
Hey, good
man. How are you?
I'm my first time on K-Rock.
It's good seeing you, buddy.
Your family. Don't worry about it. Yeah. Anytime, Enrique.
Anytime.
Thank you.
I want to know what's going on.
Because Enrique walked in and handed Junior his phone.
Yeah. And I want to know.
What is this about, Enrique?
What is this? Junior.
They need Dave's phone number.
They need Dave's? Why do they need...
Because maybe he wandered off.
I'm on the phone with Tony right now, and I'm trying to give him...
You're on the phone with Tight Shirt Tony?
Give me one second. Yeah. I'm on the phone with Tight Shirt Tony right now.
What's the what?
Thank you, Enrique.
I know
this is a big mess.
Yeah. He just asked if he has minutes on his phone.
I think he does.
No, he doesn't. He's got to be in Wi-Fi range.
Yeah, he's got to be in Wi-Fi range. Yeah. God.
Yeah, you're not going to reach him.
I can't wait to get him on the phone.
You just got to wait for him to get there.
Dropping the ball.
Yeah, and we didn't think. I don't know whose phone he's going to be on.
I didn't know that.
Because he's back to Wi-Fi.
Oh, no, he's doing the Comrex. But he still needs the phone to tell him that we're ready to go, or unless he's listening. I don't know. We had this all set up, and he's ruining it.
Well, I thought that I had got it taken care of, but then he said what I got taken care of was only for 1 month. And that was the month of January.
You paid his phone bill?
Yeah, for January.
You paid his phone bill!
Well, why wouldn't I?
Son of a bitch! We're going to be back.
But Stan, you don't understand. It's run out now.
Did I tell you the time I had minutes on? I had my car and I had it hooked up where the phone was right into the radio where you would. But yeah, I would only set it for, you know, like 2 hours a month of using the phone inside the car, the built in. It was the OnStar.
Yeah.
And you can make calls and stuff. My daughter, her friend, and Dave and I went over to the Kennedy Space Center. He used up every second of my minutes in the car.
Well, he does hoover up them minutes,
yeah,
don't he?
Yeah, he sure does. And you keep buying them for him. We'll be back. Unbelievable. And you just handed him money. We'll be... This is Stan and Haney.
We wrote the book on funny. But unfortunately, it's long out of print. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us this afternoon. Let's go right now to Anger Management in Fort Myers, where Dave's standing by. What's going on, Dave?
Hey, buddy. I made it, man.
Yeah, you did, and you're right there. Nice
yes,
job.
I am.
I'm proud of you because you were really acting like a stooge around here.
Well, listen, dude, you guys are all getting me real pissed, and
well,
I'm trying to get out of there.
Shut up.
Dave. Because everybody's telling me, hang on, we got to get the cameras.
Dave.
I'm like, let's just go.
Yeah, Dave, yeah. I think I figured out what was going on between you and Junior.
What's that? He's just jealous, bro.
Jealous?
I think that...
Dude, he's jealous because he's not me, homie.
Uh-uh. No.
I think you're upset because... You feel that you have seniority over Junior, and he's not giving you the respect due you.
I wouldn't necessarily say seniority, but I would say...
You don't work here.
Hey,
you haven't worked since Rob's show.
Oh, man, you need to watch it, bro. You are really crossing the line today.
Tell us where you're at.
Tell us where you're at
and what you're doing today.
Okay, buddy, I'm at Anger Management, where I'm about to let loose on some serious frustration. And well, I'm going to be breaking all kinds of glass, man. We got vases, televisions, Chinaware, you name it, man.
Why don't you interview Bob and then he can
Absolutely.
Tell you about the place?
Come on over here, Bob.
Like a school kid.
Oh, shut up, Stan. You know what? Give me a minute. Bob, how you doing? We're at Anger Management, man. Beautiful place you got here. What's the age group that typically comes in? Shut up, Stan. You've really got me so pissed today. You've just literally ruined my
it's
day.
It's me.
Man.
I thought it was Junior.
Well, let me tell you.
You
Talk to Bob.
Junior, you, all of you. Bob, how you doing today, buddy?
I'm doing wonderful. Ahoy, gentlemen.
Ahoy!
Absolutely.
Sounds like a well-adjusted guy.
Yeah, he sounds well-adjusted.
You know what? I'm going to put on the headphones and let you talk to him a little bit.
Why would you do that, Dave?
So he can hear you,
You're
man.
You're there. You can interview. But leave the phone headphones down on like the table, and then you can both hear us.
All right, Stan. I'll do
Jeez,
what you
how
say.
Long you been in the business, Dave?
Stan, I've been on. You know what? Look, dude. I've had enough. I'm trying to wait on camera people.
He has seniority. Remember that.
Camera guy here, Emilio.
You know what, Stan? You are not paying attention to the fact that Dave is a superstar. He's got to deal with the audio, the video. Everybody's coming at him. Everybody wants a piece of Dave.
You're damn right, Haney. They do, man. They are just clamoring for a piece of me. I mean, it's like my shirt's getting ripped off every time I go into that building,
man. They're quite capable of doing their jobs, Dave. How about you doing yours?
Okay. Well, here
you're talking
This is Bobby from Anger Management right here, right now. How you doing today, Bob?
Doing wonderful. Ahoy, gentlemen.
Ahoy.
Excellent, excellent. Tell us a little bit about your place here.
It's Anger Management. Just a place to let loose, come break a bunch of stuff, have a little fun in the process, hopefully relieve some stress.
Absolutely. Now, you get a lot of people that come in
Let
here and they might call
you.
Up and say, hey, you know, I just got out of a breakup or a divorce. What are some of the, I guess people say, hey, I want to come in there and just bust stuff up. What are the reasons they give you?
They just want to come in, break some effigies, some stuff from their exes. We definitely have a BYOB package. Bring your own stuff in here. Mm-hmm. Smash it.
Hey, Dave.
So they can bring exes things. If they got a bunch of stuff, they can bring their exes stuff and just come in here and just thrash it, huh?
Hey, Dave.
I can hear you now, buddy.
Dave.
Yeah, bud.
Yeah. Why don't you ask him where he's located at?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, man.
Absolutely.
I thought you gave that out. I'm
absolutely.
So sorry about that.
Let me tell you.
Hey, you know what? You don't have to be such a dick. All right? Let me do my job. You've got me so worked up, man.
I've been waiting for you to do your job.
I'm trying to do my job. You know what? You put a lot of stress on me.
Where are we at? Where's your camera people?
I don't know where they're at, man.
Is Bob still there?
Huh?
Is Bob still there?
Absolutely, Bob. Bob, you want to give us your location?
Yeah, we are at 9541 Cypress Lake Drive. On Cypress Lake Drive, just before you hit McGregor, we are the last street on the left, and we are catty-cornered from Blue Sushi and Prawn Broker.
Yeah, oh, okay. Exactly where that is.
And that is unit number 6, boys. That is unit number 6 at the back of the building, buddy.
Can Bob
reach him.
Can Bob hear me, Dave?
Bob, can you hear him?
I can now.
All right, brother.
Hey, Bob. It's Haney. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How yourself?
Doing okay. Where did you first get the idea that you wanted to open this place? What was your inspiration?
Good job, Haney.
Last year, I was bartending at King's Kitchen downtown, and we had a large group of escape room people come in, and I had no clue what it was, so I YouTubed it. And while I was YouTubing it, I came across some Rage Room videos, and I just instantly fell in love with the concept and thought it would be something great to bring to Fort Myers.
Because you don't sound like an angry man.
We have our moments.
You know what? Because you know why they're not angry, bro? You know why they're not angry?
Why don't you eat the microphone, too?
You know why they're not angry, bro? Because they work at a Rage Room.
So he whispers.
Okay, does that make sense?
So what does it look like there, Dave?
Bro, it's really cool in here, man.
Because your crew isn't there yet, so we can't see it.
No, but I'll tell you what, man. They've got all kinds of china, fine, like teacups, coffee cups.
Why don't you just break something right now and let's hear it shatter?
Well, okay, hold on a second.
Throw something.
Here, I'll just grab one little item here. I'm going to grab this little item here, okay? That's what this place is about, boys. That's what this place is about, and I'm about to let loose.
You feeling good?
Oh, I'm gonna hear in a minute.
You couldn't break that one, could you? You puss.
That's not me. That's not me. We got tiles in here, man. We got tiles. We got golf. Now the weapons of choice here are. I'm telling you guys, this is beautiful.
Let me tell you,
we've got golf clubs, hammers, crowbars,
baseball bats,
two baseball bats. A baby sledgehammer.
They aluminum or wood?
Let's have a look. Let's take a look, bro. These are aluminum, guys. These are aluminum.
Let me tell you.
Yep, that's aluminum. Yep, that's it. Yeah, that's it. But you know what? I got to get into my outfit, man, because I need to put some protective
Now, what was being broken that we heard?
All those, oh, what, typically being broke, man? Just, no, just typical glass, man. You know, just some glass. Just some glass, boys.
Uh-huh. Now, does Bob...
Glass bottles, wine bottles.
Now, does Bob have to clean that up?
I don't know, Bob. Who cleans all this up when I'm done? You. Oh, you guys do? Oh, God, that's
part of the
nice
service.
Perk to have.
Make
that
Dave clean it.
Service.
Yeah,
make, that is part of the
maybe
service.
Maybe he'd make you clean it.
Oh, he'd do a great job.
Just shut up, man. You've got me so worked up today, you and Junior.
Let me ask you something, but not Haney, because he paid you. Hey, I also heard he paid your phone bill, too. Is that true?
But that was like for a
Dude,
month.
That was last year.
Yeah.
Last year.
Yeah, I thought it was January. Was it December?
Yeah, it was in December.
You
man.
Used those minutes up, didn't you? Let me ask you.
What?
Your people there yet? I think we have all of Southwest Florida and around the United States,
man,
that would like to see something on the video screen.
We're going to get it
fired
up here.
We're going to be streaming this on...
Let me do this, and we're going to go...
I'm talking right now.
You know what, dude? Hello? You asked me a question.
No,
I'm going to answer you.
I want you to zip it. We're going to be on the Stan and Haney Facebook page. We're going to be on the K-Rock Facebook page, where you can watch live... streaming Dave smashing up stuff at Anger Management in Fort Myers. Are they all set up?
We're about to be all set up here.
Give me a feed. I want to see you. I want to see you.
All right. We're going to get the cameras fired up here in 2 seconds, man. I've got to get.
You know, I told you how a certain time you had to leave by and make sure that when we go on, you're ready.
Don't you dare. Don't you dare blame
Dave, what time is it right now?
Yeah, what time is it
I
right now?
I don't know what time it is.
I thought he said 3:05.
I don't wear a watch, dude. Time is no problem for me.
Yeah, because you got nowhere to be.
That's right. I just go with the flow,
you
dude.
You sure do. And you know what? The rest of the world tries to run on time.
Dude, I run on Dave time, son.
What?
There you go. Oh, good. I'm getting to you.
Dave, if it's not too much trouble, could you once again just list some of the things you're going to be breaking?
Glass.
Oh, absolutely.
Glass.
Let me go back in.
Haney.
Absolutely.
Stuff, you know what? Made There's of glass.
Like, yeah, glass, ceramic turkeys. We've got ceramic turkeys, really just a lot of clear wine glasses and stuff. It looks like we have, we've got some flat screen TVs, old school speakers. Whoa! Dude, the mother load! Look at that, bro! We got receivers, Oinkio receivers, man. We've got cable boxes. We've got blenders. We've got camping equipment, lights, glass tabletops. You name it, man.
Have we got a feed coming yet?
Dave, where's the live feed?
I'm waiting for them to get hooked up, man.
It's 3:21 right now, Dave.
Where'd they go?
Dave?
Well, I gotta get dressed and stuff, bro. You gotta give
doing?
Me a second.
What are you doing then? You've been
I'm holding
standing
on to
around.
A microphone.
You can't get dressed and hold on to a microphone?
Dude, why? Don't be a dick, Stan. Don't
Nobody's
be
being
a dick.
A dick. You knew that. I told you. Matter of fact, I put a bet down with Haney that you'd screw it up some way.
I don't know. They got so much
really?
Stuff in there,
it's
Dave. It sounds
friend.
Almost like a mini mall.
All right, yeah. Just hang on a second. Put the microphone down.
Jeez, what did he just do?
He threw the mic down, probably.
I set the mic down so I can get in my jumpsuit, dude. You know, it's like a flight outfit, you know, when you fly fighter jets. Like this now. Hey,
flea market, Montgomery. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm taking a commercial break. You better effing be ready. I'm shutting him off. It's just like a minimal. Let's bring it on down now. Hopefully we'll have a video feed for you. And Dave ready to smash things from Anger Management in Fort Myers. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock. A mini mall. It's just like a mini mall.
Plates, camping equipment, yep. Glass table.
You know what? We had this guy on.
Yep.
We'll be back. 96K Rock.
It's nice to be important. But it's more important to remain employed at harshly reduced wages and benefits. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. I seriously don't know what we're dealing with out there. Anger Management in Fort Myers, the Rage Room. Dave the Waterman is out there. Dave,
Yeah, brother, I'm here.
Yeah, can I make a suggestion to you and the gang out there before you start breaking stuff up?
What?
We've got your streaming picture. There's a lot of contrast in it. We can make out a lot of things. Unfortunately, it is sideways. And you really look like a buffoon because I'm looking at you sideways. It's not supposed to be that way.
Looks like Junior shooting it.
Yeah, it's sideways.
What was that, Tony?
Dave's head is pointing to the east.
It's sideways.
Hold on, see if it. Hold on,
Dave.
That's a good picture. It's just sideways.
A lot of contrast, a lot of detail. Unfortunately, it's sideways. Dave's head is pointing to the east.
Can you flip it right side up?
Flip the camera.
Is there any way we can? Can you like rotate the camera? You said it's like the whole unit.
The whole thing is sideways.
All right, hold on. What's that? What's wrong with it, Melvin?
You can't. You're gonna mess up the stabilizer.
I don't care. I want to look at it so I can see.
We can't. You won't be able to see it anyway.
He said that.
There we go. Oh, come on.
Is that good?
No.
It was for a second, and then he flipped
it
right back.
They said it was good for a second.
Turn it back.
He said turn it
back.
This
is insane.
We want a landscape, not a portrait.
Landscape, not a portrait.
Landscape, not a portrait.
Thank you. Thank you, Dave, for conveying that to our crack staff of videographers.
There we go.
There it is. All right.
No.
Back. Go back.
He said, just leave it.
I am ordering them to put it into landscape mode.
There's an order. Put it back.
Right
hold on.
Melvin's working on it.
How hard is this?
I don't even know why that happens.
That's good.
What do we got, Melvin?
Why does he keep doing it? Why?
You had it, and then you just put it back sideways.
You're acting like I'm controlling it, bro.
You're the one in charge. You're the one walking around the building saying you got everything in charge.
Bro, just turn it.
Calm down.
We're
live on the air, and I'm looking at a picture sideways.
Got me mad enough to break something.
Yeah.
I am freaking pissed.
Dave, you're wanted like a little bitch. Come on.
Oh, you wonderful.
Look, Dave,
son.
Dave.
Why can't they do I know it's not your fault, Dave. Why won't they do this? Why do they keep.
I don't know. Just,
why
you can
am
just
I.
Get it just like,
put it.
Because they've got it mounted on a stabilizer.
Take the stabilizer off your streaming video. We're live and we want to see it upright.
Nobody can watch what they have right now.
All right, they're not going to go with it until it's turned the other way, Tony, until it's going straight up and down like that.
What the hell is wrong with him?
Melvin!
Tell me somebody. I'm about ready. I knew this was going to happen. I knew it.
You need to calm down and relax.
Dude, I'm sorry.
Don't tell me to.
What is the problem with you, man? Are we ready?
No.
No, we're not ready. We're not ready.
Because they won't fix the camera.
We
know they can, and they won't do it.
Because as soon as I get going, I'm taking this off. Now, what do you guys want me to start
Junior,
with?
Junior, get somebody of management.
Dave, don't you do anything, because we can't see it.
You want management?
Yeah, get somebody of management so we can see what we're going. And then when they say, why didn't you guys do this right? There.
Perfect.
Leave it alone.
I know, dude. It's all good now.
Okay. Now, Dave, where's Bob? From anger management, we have people asking about the place. They want to know how much it is to go in there. What entails getting all this done?
All right, Bob. Put you out over here, Bob. The price and cost of this facility come in here. How much time do you get, and what's the payment options you have?
Well, we start at $20, and it goes upwards of $150. We have about 8 different packages.
And what is it for an hour, for two hours?
Exactly. So
$20.
People? $20 will get me what?
10 minutes, and then $150 gets you 30 minutes, and you can bring 3 friends with you for free.
Okay. And then you said you had a $150 package.
Yes, sir.
All right. What does that entail?
You get a TV, a printer,
a bunch
of glass breakables, ceramics, and you get to bring three extra friends included.
Oh, very cool, very cool. So you have like party packages, office packages, things of that nature.
We do.
Right on.
Very good, very good. All right, boys, can I get the destroying stuff?
Because I'm ready. I wish you would.
All right. Now we're freaking talking.
Okay, Dave, how long you been in the business? Are you going to scream into the microphone like that?
I'm in a room that's like
you don't eat the microphone.
Well, I'm sitting. I'm not going to
even
hear you,
even Junior's looking in complete
Junior,
disgust.
Junior, don't you want to encourage Dave?
Dave, quit whining like a little bitch and just do it.
You know what, bro?
Like you're complaining like a little girl. Come on, man.
Junior.
Just stop and just do something.
He's being a
like Jesus Christ. Like no, I've been dealing with this all day.
You know what, brother? You need to smoke a little heavier because your voice is weak.
Oh, my voice is weak. You swing like a girl.
Weak,
come on.
Weak, son.
Are you going to go and bust up anything?
What are you going to What are you going to bust up?
Well, all right, what do you guys want me to start with? I got a golf club hammer.
I want a bat. I want a bat in your hand, and I want you to go and.
All right, I got a bat in my hand. I got to take the headsets and stuff off, man.
Just you break something. Jeez, what a pain in the ass. Okay, we're watching out. We're streaming this right now live on K-Rock Facebook. And Stan and Haney Facebook. Okay, here you go. Here, like.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Girl, like a girl.
I don't know, man. He went after that TV like it was Reginald Denny.
Huh? What do you think of that? Huh?
You tired?
Yeah. What's the matter? You're winded.
No.
You're winded like a girl. You're throwing like a girl.
Oh, I got to set this down.
Lost his protective gear.
Yeah, like a puss.
Yeah, hold on. It's just one of those.
Man, what are you breaking? What's he doing?
I think he's fixing his hair.
Jeez, this is the clean version. With a sledgehammer.
Ah! That's a tough cat there.
It is.
Well made.
He's going to be exhausted.
He was born for this.
Look at him.
Hello. Hello.
How you feeling? Dave.
Oh, really?
Look at him. He's winded like a... He's so out of shape. He's
you know what?
Out of shape. He's all winded, throwing a couple of lamps and a TV.
I am not...
Yeah.
I am not going to put up with this today.
Look at him.
I'm not.
You're a little winded, huh?
You're a little red in the face there, Dave.
Yeah, Junior says you're red.
Dude, I'm in five layers of clothing. It's hot. Okay?
What's your
problem,
man?
I smoke a lot.
What's your problem?
You're my problem.
Excuses.
You know? I mean, look at this fine china. Oh, look at you, little fine china. I'm so sorry. You know? Look at the table right here. I got a microphone in my hand. You know?
Oh, Oh, that's a coffee table.
It was a coffee table.
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
Oh. No.
Yeah. How you feeling?
Really good.
Oh, what is that? A mannequin?
Looks like Kim Jong-un.
Yeah. Kim Jong-un.
Now.
He's really winded now.
Now what you got to do, because they did not cooperate with you, is go after now Melvin and Tony, because they didn't listen to you.
Yeah, you're in charge.
Yeah, you're in charge. Go after them now. They got protective gear on. Throw a coffee table at them.
Hold on. I gotta sit in this baby seat.
What a girl.
You're sitting in a baby seat.
Does Will Baby have to take a break?
You know what, man?
What?
I've had about enough of all this abuse.
Let me ask you this, and I want to be serious for a second. Now, he was talking about, you can be in here for 10 minutes, you can be in here for 30 minutes. You were in there for about 7 minutes, and you're exhausted.
Yeah.
Can you break anything else? If you literally had to be in there for an hour.
Say, Bobby, do people just come in here and go totally spastic like me? Or do they last? How long do they typically last?
15 to 30 minutes.
Oh, you got to be kidding me.
Yeah, that's good. I think that's plenty.
That is a lot of time.
I think 10 minutes would wear you out.
10 minutes will just absolutely wear you out.
And I'll tell you what, though, it does feel... There is a very...
What?
Highly satisfactory...
Can you put a sentence together?
Oh, dude. I'd
like you to do a complete sentence. Other than, dude, this is... man. Brah, I want to tell you. Put a sentence together.
You know what, bro? I'll put a sentence together.
You'll put a sentence right up your...
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah, damn right, Haney. Right up it, man.
Jeez, there he goes.
Right up the old kisser.
He's beating the mic again. Go ahead, break some more stuff. We got about six minutes.
We did go to a lot of trouble to set this up.
We did go to a lot of trouble to set this up, Dave.
That can't be it.
For you to just sit on your ass. You got people watching.
How's that feel, little man? Ow! That's a nice bottle. Dom Perignon.
Hey. A lot of setup for this, for you to be all tired out, sitting on your ass.
I guarantee you, you won't last. And break
somebody is telling you to take it easy. Don't hurt your meth hand.
Oh, really? Really? I'll show you meth.
Okay.
That's funny. Yeah, dude.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Do you have anything else in that vocabulary?
Can you punch Kim Jong-un a couple times?
Yeah.
Yeah, kick his ass, Dave.
Dude, I'm holding on to this, though. That ain't gonna happen.
What's not gonna happen? Dude. I told you.
Oh, that's cool.
Hey.
Now, I didn't know this. Hold on. Now, that's pretty neat. That's really cool.
Do something with
Kick his ass, Dave.
Do something with Kim Jong-un.
Oh, watch this. One-handed. Right here.
Get him from behind.
Hold on. Huh? Like the thing. Bent roof. Point the thing.
Listening to Dave makes me feel so much better about life. What's he doing?
He's calling his shot.
There we go. Nice.
You missed.
Dave.
Not that time, son.
Dave.
Not that time.
Dave.
Oh, check it out. Right field, 480 feet.
Is this you? Oh!
Done.
I want you to pick something out and pretend it's Junior's head.
Yeah.
Oh, what do you think I've been doing with these home runs?
Why aren't you messing with Kim Jong-un?
You scared? Kick his ass, Dave.
You scared, little baby?
Kick his ass.
I'm going to beat him with this club here in a minute.
Oh, he's setting up more stuff, though, for him.
Hold on. Look
at this. Look at this.
Straight dead center field, boys.
It's going
to... Oh! I knocked it right out.
Dave? 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 You know, don't bring him to a carnival because he'd have a tough time missing the milk jugs.
Yep.
Dave?
He broke the Comrex.
He broke the Comrex. Dave. Dave, he did. He broke the equipment.
Yeah, I think he mistook it for something he was supposed to smash.
Oh, my God. I can't believe this. You broke the equipment, you stupid idiot.
Yeah, it's dead.
Well, the video's still going.
Now he's going after Kim Jong-un.
Well, I've asked him for the last 10 minutes to do that.
And then he stopped.
And then he stopped. Look at him. The thing is, if you're watching him on the video, on the stream, he's a lot of arms. He doesn't use his body, which is also why he's getting tired out. Look at him. He's all arms.
The Comrex is on the table that he's hitting.
What an idiot!
That's why it's not working.
He's got the Comrex. That's our way to talk to him.
Yeah,
on the
that's
table
our two
that
way.
He's
yeah.
on the table that he's smashing up.
Is that coming out of his paycheck?
What paycheck?
Oh, I'll tell you stuff outside. He's getting paid. He's getting paid a lot more than you think.
Really?
Oh, yes, he is. He's got you completely buffaloed.
Well, I'm an easy mark.
Yeah. Dave, you know, if this was me and I knew I broke the Comrex, I would call up on the phone and explain what happened.
Unless he's got a Wi-Fi password. His phone doesn't work.
Right, and you didn't pay it this month.
No, that's my fault.
Dave? Dave? Yo, Dave.
Well, a lot of brain power staring at that Comrex.
A lot of brain power. They're staring at it.
Yep. They put the camera on it now, and it's laying there, not working.
Can somebody communicate with me over at Anger Management?
Somebody's got a phone.
Somebody has a phone that they can call and tell me what's going on.
Well, I can interpret for you. Dave is complaining.
Yeah, and he's taking off all the equipment. I want to talk to somebody right now. Call one of them over there and have him pass the phone over to Dave.
Who's that guy having a beer?
I don't know. I think that might be Bob's assistant over at Anger Management. Do I have somebody? Junior's calling right now. Because they're all talking, carrying on a whole conversation. Everything's great and dandy, except we can't hear it.
Oh, you mean the whole reason for this, that it was going to be broadcast. Everything other than that
yeah.
is going great.
Look, at he's talking to the camera. He's got everything going.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe on the Facebook you can hear. Let me hear. Let me try this. Let me bring that up. Let me see.
Wow.
Nope. Nothing.
No audio, just video.
No, just video.
He's on the phone right now.
He still occasionally will break something just out of habit.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
Trying to get the Comrex back up.
Oh,
for you,
you don't think? And then you wouldn't think that maybe to borrow somebody's phone so you can call me.
And you forget we can see you. You were all standing around staring at
we
it.
We can see you.
I know. I'm taking a 5-second break, dude. So you know, you think
5-second break? Is that what you call it? A 5-second break?
Bro.
You're walking around. Video now. Look, video's interrupted now.
You look at all this mess over here, bro. I can't believe, man, you're on your flip flops, homie. You're gnarly.
What is he talking about?
What does that mean, Dave?
No, it's one of the gentlemen. He's in a clear
zone.
Yeah,
I saw a lot of them talking into the camera, telling everybody about the place, but
yeah.
You can't hear them.
That's okay.
Bob,
let me tell you something real quick. Let's say, Sam, what was it, about 8 minutes, maybe 10 at the most, a little leftover breakage. That's got to be the average, huh?
About that. You put about 120 calories. About a 10-15 minute session.
Dave?
Wow.
Dave?
That's unbelievable.
Dave?
Yeah.
thank Bob very much. Tell everybody Absolutely. How to get to the place since we don't have video anymore. We okay. don't have audio anymore.
I don't know. Okay.
Tell Bob over the phone.
Yeah.
Hey, we really appreciate it. Thank him. And how does if they want to call or okay. check out the place?
I will hook it all up for you, Bob. On the behalf of Stan and Haney Show, we all want to thank you, Josh, Emilio.
Don't thank never you, met bro. Them.
And. Emilio is the cameraman. Josh, are you co-owner of the joint? Very nice. And I'm in anger management, and that is located at 9541 Slipus Lake Drive, Unit 6.
Anybody want to call?
Yeah, absolutely. You want to book anytime, you can book two ways. You can give them a call at 239.
239.
Hold on.
Got that. You should have that there. Right next to the Comrex you broke.
I didn't break the Comrex, man.
You break
so
it.
Don't throw me under the bus like that.
I saw it with my own eyes.
239-690.
How can you still be so angry after breaking all that stuff? Can
because, you, dude, my anger never stops.
Can you please give that phone number again in a straight sentence instead of all staccato?
239-690-6369. You can also book at capital A, capital M, RageRoom.com.
Again, thank him for us.
Absolutely.
You once again.
You're the man.
Drop the ball.
Are you kidding me?
You dropped the ball.
Are you kidding me?
You rock,
when
Dave.
I'm ready to go.
You kicked ass,
I'm going
Dave.
Out.
You dropped the ball.
You did
you
great.
You broke the Comrex. You cut off the video. It was sideways. You didn't listen. We wanted you. I wanted you to go and beat Kim Jong-un's ass. You didn't do that. I apologize to everyone. Dave dropped the ball. And he expects to be paid for that. We're going to we're gonna take a break. Want to thank Bob and the gang over at Anger Management in Fort Myers. Great place.
Would you like an extended warranty on that? Then keep listening. And please, tell a Beasley today. Stan and Haney on 96K-Rock.
Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us. Dave coming back home with his tail between his legs. Absolute Law text line. When you use the watermelon, you can't have too high of expectations.
Well, this is a little bit different because all of the technical stuff was supposed to be handled by professionals.
Never,
Dave wasn't responsible for that.
He broke the Comrex. I saw him. Never send a stooge to do a man's job. Well, back to the village with this idiot.
Oh, come on, man.
Stan won his bet. Darn right I did. Tell him to stop smoking meth.
Now you
he
looked
might
at
last
him,
longer than 30 minutes.
You looked at him and determined that he wasn't on anything today.
That I know of. Yeah, I want to get word out. Jesse James Dupree. Going to be a total wine today. And K-Rock is going to have a truck there, so you can say hi to everybody. Jesse James Dupree from Jackal. Going to be a total wine.
Friend of K-Rock's from the beginning.
Yep, going to be there. Figure right about now till about 5 o'clock. That's at the Coconut Point Mall. The big brand new total wine. And then, of course, tonight he's got his concert at the Southwest Florida Event Center. But head on over right now to Total Wine, and you can check out and say hi to our buddy Jesse James Dupree and sample some of his spirits. He's in the bourbon business.
He's a spirited man.
Yep. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home. Saw him right. They had it right on the table. Unbelievable.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Let's start in Fort Myers. Got a crash. North Airport Road and South Cleveland Avenue. Fort Myers crash. The the 15,000 block of Convenience Way.
Oh, that sounds pleasant.
Yep, right next
so
to
easy to get to.
Yep, right next to the 7-Eleven. Fort Myers, Hit and Run, South Cleveland Avenue, right by Cane's. Fort Myers, Crash, Briarcliff Road, and Michael G. Rippey Parkway. I need some road watchers to tell me what, because this came in, I want to say, about 20 minutes ago, and I want to know how bad it is. We got a crash, South Tamiami Trail at Hertz Drive in Estero. They say the crash, at least what I'm reading, has 41 shut down with road blockage. Anybody in that area, a road watcher, give us a text on the Absolute Law text line. Let me know about that. And then on Sanibel, we got an accident, Tarpon Bay Road and West Gulf Drive. But anybody near the Hertz building, let me know what the deal is. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it will be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. You all right? What can you expect? What are you contemplating on how much more money you got to give Dave?
No, actually, I was contemplating
No, and they got him. Let's take a look at the headlines.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
All right.
You know, if there's one thing this show is known for, it's something or other.
Yeah, and since the very beginning.
And we have several instances of that to bring you today. A bride is under fire.
Really?
Because a friend of hers that you would think would be in the wedding, that level of friend.
Yeah.
She did not want to ask her to be a bridesmaid for two specific reasons.
Is one of them weight?
One of them's on the left, one of them's on the right, and they're too big. She would upstage everybody because of her chest.
Yeah.
The good people at Ford Motor Company have invented a conveyor belt for your bed.
I think it's awesome.
And finally, you know, kids today, Stan.
Well, go figure.
I guess in the current atmosphere, it would be easy to be 18 years old and believe that, hey, it's just pot. Who cares? But it is still illegal in some states.
Yeah, it is.
18-year-old guy in Arkansas.
Where it's illegal?
Yeah. Called the cops to unlock his car and was shocked that they had an issue with the pound of pot in his car.
A pound?
Yep.
Nice.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Want to thank our road watchers out there. It is not closed, 41 by the Hertz. The right lane is blocked in the northbound lane right now. So you're up to date on that. You know, it's Friday. We've had a tough time with Dave today. Can't send him out anymore. But there's still time for laughter. Okay. That's why we now bring to you the 4 o'clock fluffer, brought to you by Coastal Cooling and Daikin. Mark.
Stan.
Junior.
Haney.
What?
Haney.
You know, you have one scripted line
I'm
per
sorry,
day.
I'm sorry.
That's it.
One.
That's
it's one word.
I know.
Well, we'd like an apology here on this end.
I'm sorry about that, folks.
Honey, I'm home.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Ladies.
Yesterday was Valentine's Day.
It sure was.
Today is Singles Awareness Day.
Well, yeah, I didn't know that.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
best things about being single.
Best things about being single.
You have more time to devote to your 17 needy cats. It can make you a hugely successful singer-songwriter. Right, Taylor Swift? Those department store mannequins arranged around the dining room table don't ask annoying questions about your day. We know somebody that does that.
What?
That has mannequins all over his house.
Oh, it's creepy. And what did you just play?
I'll show you meth.
Tighten it up just a touch in the beginning.
And you're not prepared for that. Remember the first time I went over to his house and I'm like, oh, he's got dolls.
Yeah. Everybody's got their kink. You don't want to know what goes on with those.
No, I don't.
It's a kink. Dress them up. You know, he gets to go to the clothing store and get the ladies' unmentionables.
Oh, they were all dressed up nice. Yeah.
Sick.
Disgusting.
Sick and disgusting.
The top best things about being single.
Yes.
One Thanksgiving, one Christmas, and one Easter is more than enough. Thank you very much.
I love it.
A medium popcorn at the movies now lasts past the first preview. You can go as Jennifer Aniston for Halloween.
Bunch of bitches.
Now there's plenty of room on the bed for the dog to sleep.
Oh my God! Oh.
I'll show you meth. I'll show you meth.
That's going to be a gold mine.
Yeah.
You don't have to deal with any passive aggressive nonsense. Unless you do own a cat.
Yeah. At least.
I'm singing. I want a mango.
At least mannequins don't gain weight.
And finally, the very top best thing about being single.
Yes.
After years of hard-won experience, you've learned having your soul crushed at work is sufficient.
Yeah.
That, my friend, is the 4 o'clock.
Elvis has left the building.
That's it, baby.
Can we get an encore of that? That is aces.
Yeah, where's the Dave Meth one?
I'll show you meth.
Email ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
What's taking him so long to get back, by the way? I need to talk to him about his job performance. And I saw him with a baseball bat. Bust the Comrex.
And then was surprised when it didn't work anymore.
Yep. Here's the thing.
He was honestly surprised.
Here's the thing about that was so funny about today. Well, it shouldn't be funny. It's sad and pathetic. First, for the first half, nobody was ready. Then the camera goes on and it's sideways and we're fighting with them to turn it right ways.
And they kept fighting back.
Yeah, and then Dave busts the Comrex. So all we have is the video. And then when we ask him to call in so that we can at least hear him and thank the gang over there at Anger Management, they cut the video off. Is it me?
Why is it always...
Is it me?
It's always such a battle to get the simplest things done. Like, turn the camera. No, we can't do that. Stabilizer.
Yeah, I'm stabilizing. I don't care.
Yeah, well, what you're doing is stabilizing an unwatchable video.
Did Dave just take an aluminum bat to the Comrex? And why are they shutting off the video now? I see 12-year-old girls posting on Facebook, you know, on their phone, beautiful videos. Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, perfect. I try to do it. This is from Rick. Wanted to answer our question of the week. What would you do when you were a kid for extra money? Stan, you will appreciate this. When I was 16, my parents sent me to live with some friends in Tariffville, Connecticut, to pick tobacco in the summer. Yes, sir. You know, people don't know this. Connecticut, one of the biggest producers of cigar wrapper in the world. And there's tobacco fields everywhere. And kids would go and pick the leaves and bring them in. I worked for a company called CJ Thrall, dragging tobacco fields. Worst summer of my life, but I made a lot of money. We were always warned because there was a golf course right next to a tobacco field, and we would always hope that one of the big tobacco leaves would blow into the golf course. So we'd take it, you know, hang it up, let it cure and smoke it. But if you stepped onto their property, they could shoot you. This is from Scatter.
That's what you call him.
He wants to answer the question of the week. He says, I just demanded money and always got it. I didn't have to do anything. I would hold my hand out, which is the universal sign and meaning, hand over the dough.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like Dave. It was not always easy. Not having to work for it. I'm not a... by the way, guys, I am not a fan of steak fries. Let's throw it to the callers and ask what their... we already did that yesterday, Scatter. Jeez. Ladies and gentlemen, the Guardian.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Let's get ready for this one. Let's see what I got in here. Justice, FBI, punishable by death. All right, let's go. Ahoy, gentlemen. Hey, Dave, please behave yourself and don't piss Stan off. Good. It ruins the show.
Yeah.
Guys, when I was a kid, my best friend and I would do many different things to get spending money. Things like collect soda bottles, old newspaper, scrap metal, milk jugs. We would do odd jobs, things like mow lawns, shovel snow, help the kid who delivered the papers, do anything to get money. We even built a wagon to carry everything. His dad would load up our stuff, and we would turn everything in. I think that's why I carried that into my adult life. Anything for a buck. Sometimes legal, sometimes not. Okay. All you high-ranking FBI and Justice Department conspirators, we got you now. The net is closing in. You can't lie your way out of this. Now we know who you all are. As far as I'm concerned, you committed treason. And I believe that's punishable by death. I want to be the one to carry that out. I know that sounds harsh and will never happen. Maybe it would be better to spend the rest of their lives in prison and think about what they've done. Of course, this is just my opinion. I am the Guardian.
He's done it again!
We're going to take a brief break, a breather, if you will, and we'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96 K Rock.
Stizzle and Hizzle in the After Nizzle on 96 K Rizzle. That's right. We're quite hip and on the sharp cutting edge of 1999, biatch. Well, it's more serrated than sharp, but it gets the job done. Stan and Haney on 96 K Rock.
Hey there, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us this afternoon. Greatly appreciated. Junior is looking over the footage of Dave when he was at anger management, and we found the moment he smashed the comrade. Ah, boy. I'll tell you about Jesse James Dupree, where you can go see him. I'd head over right about now. But let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right. We've got two accidents showing up on Pine Island Road. The first one is the 4800 block of Pine Island Road, northwest at Yucatan. And another one up in Cape Coral, northeast Pine Island Road at the Home Depot, hit and run. Fort Myers, traffic control at Challenger Boulevard and Winkler Avenue. We also have a crash, Fort Myers, Gladiolus Drive and Pine Ridge Road. And one more for you. It's in Lehigh Acres. It's a disabled vehicle. Gunnery Road North and Lee Boulevard. And you are up to date. Oh, I've also got something from a road watcher. 16-minute delay, I-75 northbound between mile marker 111 and 117. And you are up to date. Head over to Total Wine in Estero, right at Coconut Point. And you can get to meet Jesse James Dupree and sample some of his Jesse James spirits, bourbon, whiskeys. And he's going to be over there and, of course, then performing tonight at the Southwest Florida Event Center. What's going on? Ahoy.
Hey, Bob.
Jeez. If it isn't the Pine Island King himself. What's going on there, dude?
Man, I got to tell you, I feel like my life is going to hell in a handbasket.
It's always been that way, hasn't it? Your life has always been that.
Oh, hell no.
Okay.
Hell no.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Been pretty good.
All right. What do you got for me? What are you doing now?
You know, I think there's a special place in hell for a narc.
Well, have you ever narked? I mean, I know that you've been doing your business. What, you holding right now?
Well, I can't say.
I understand. But a narc? Who's a narc?
Well, let me tell you what happened this past weekend over at the bar.
Okay. Now, the strip bar or the bar where you do karaoke?
Karaoke.
I gotcha. That's your home base.
Yeah, I mean, I'm basically like management. I think they call me key holder because sometimes, you know, I don't want to leave and I got to lock up
right.
by myself.
Do you make extra money for that?
I know.
Okay.
It's just a convenience factor.
Okay. Right. If you're staying there and the party's going a little long, they know it's safe for you to have a key and lock up afterwards.
Yeah, because I like that bar the best because I go to work and I like to party,
yeah, too.
Yeah,
they've always been that way. Sure.
And you know what? I figure if you can do both at the same time, that's what God intended.
Okay, good. What's the deal? A narc? You know somebody who's narking?
Well, you know, I was there, and I'll be honest with you, yeah, I was having some drinks, but that's what you do in a bar, and then yeah. I see if they need helping out with something. Sometimes I just go right behind the bar or what have you.
Right.
And I went in to use a restroom.
Yeah.
And my God, I go in there, and I look over at the stall.
Yeah.
And there's feet.
Feet in the there's stall. Yeah, that's somebody.
Feet poking out from the stall.
Yeah.
And, you know, I went over to the urinal, and, you know, I was just melting some ice, if you know what I mean.
Because over there at the bar up there in North Fort Myers, you know, they don't worry about it. Just put a bucket of ice in the urinal. It's good for a while.
Yeah.
And so, feet in the stall.
You know, I had a little buzz going on, so it took little while, but I was damn near overwhelmed by the odor. And this guy don't seem like he's going anywhere. I didn't even see them feet moving, so when I walk out there, I yell over Sheila.
Who's Sheila? Who's Sheila, by the way?
Oh, she's a new bartender.
Okay. Have you taken her out yet?
No, I'm taking easy on that one. Okay. She's I haven't quite made up my mind. She's right on the edge of being a little too old for me.
How old is she?
Probably about 35.
You're like in your 60s.
Well, I like what I like, brother. From what I hear, you'd understand that out of anybody.
Okay, so you're going in there, stall, you go and melt a little ice in the urinal, and you've got a little buzz. Of course, you're working, but you still got a little buzz. You're a key holder.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah, I'm good. So looky here.
Yes, sir.
I come out of the men's room, I go over to Sheila, I said, hey, I think we got an active answer. active sitter, but that ain't what it's close to that, but that ain't the word. Okay. It was an active, you know.
I know what you mean, brah.
And that, you know, that's restaurant and bar talk.
Yeah, I know that. I know.
Anyway, this old pipsqueak of a man, he just get up and leave, and then the next thing I know, whoop. Yeah, they come right inside the bar.
Okay.
And they come in there all tough, and they go, we got reports of an active shooter in this bar.
What? An active shooter?
Yeah, and that's not what I said. I said an active.
Oh, wait a second. It's okay. So they misinterpreted.
I explained to them what it was, and I don't even think they believe me. I said, you don't believe me? Go in there and look.
and take a whiff.
And they did go in there, and they opened up the stall, and the son of a bitch had passed out on the throne.
Oh, yeah, that happens. You get a little too much, you start sitting there, and those feet ain't moving.
And so they say, yeah, I see what you're saying, but this little pipsqueak said that you said there was an active shooter, and that's inducing a panic. It's like yelling fire in a theater. And they said, well, I'll tell you what. We'll go ahead. We're going to run your name through the system. And if it comes back clean, we won't charge you with nothing.
They're going to run your name through the system?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that probably lit up like a Christmas tree. There was probably not enough for the one page. There's probably a couple of pages. So the cop came by, thought you said shooter instead of, restaurant talk for somebody on the throne. The cops down there. They run you.
Yeah.
And?
Well, of course, it shows up, you know, the probation, all the things I've ever done, you know, going all the way back to the 99 X-Fest fiasco.
That's a lot of years ago.
And so, you know, I don't like jewelry too much, but I was wearing bracelets that night, if you know what I mean.
I do, yeah. You know, again, that's cop talk.
And so now I'm back reunited with my old probation officer. And she said that working at the bar don't count as a real job because I'm just drinking all the time.
Yeah, I thought you didn't get paid. They let you do your karaoke there. You get little tips in the jar. You sing, and they just, because they know you, they let you go and, be a key holder.
So looky here. Now, my PO, she's a good enough gal. But she said, look, brother. You are going to have to show me a pay stub or you're going away.
Wait a second. Didn't they already come to the conclusion that you didn't? Oh, well, they saw your record. I was figuring somebody would have said that you didn't say shooter, but then they ran you and you have to produce a pay stub.
Yeah.
But you don't have one.
No. But see, before, at the same strip center as the bar, there was a laundromat there.
Yeah.
and I would pay the guy to run the laundromat. I would pay him like $20 a week, and then he would write me a pay stub.
That's elite. Okay, all right. So you would get a pay stub that said you worked at the laundromat.
Yeah, but he went out of business because it turns out people like to do laundry at home.
Yes. People like to do laundry at home. And you know, sometimes you got to use a laundromat. But it sounds like this guy at the laundromat, if he's giving you pay stubs for a few bucks, that he's also probably doing a few other things.
Yeah. But I think I might have a job lined up. I at least got an interview at this pay here place where they have television sets and washers and dryers and sofas.
I'm familiar with it. Careful on the interest. You know, you pay by the week, but you find out that you pay, like $1,300 on a $200 set. But the thing is, how's that helping you now when they thought you screamed shooter at the bar? How's that help you now?
I was never charged with nothing to do with that, but it gave me an excuse to run my name.
Yes.
And they say that because I was, intoxicated, it was a violation of probation. And I beg to differ with them. I'm as sober as a judge.
Yeah, sure. So when that happened, did you have to spend the night in jail?
Yeah, I mean, I was there a couple hours. They all know me there.
Right. And then you got out, and now you're looking for a real job at a buy here, pay here appliance and electronics store.
Yeah, I forget exactly what it is. I think it's probably a week from a day. I already burned through a whole week, but I think by next week I got to show a pay stub.
Okay.
And so on Monday, I'm going into this place that rents washers and dryers and television sets and sofas and futons and bar stools.
I'm aware of that. And try to get a job, or do you have the job?
Well, I think I already got the job because he said I'll schedule you for an interview, and he wouldn't do that if he was just messing around.
That doesn't mean you have a job, though. I mean,
but he said, if you're coming in for an interview, especially if you're going to work here, the proper attire is required.
A ripped t-shirt ain't going to cut it.
Well, I have worn nothing but hunting apparel for the last 40 years.
Just throw on your cleanest pair of dirty pants.
Well, now look here. Everything I got's camo, brother.
You can't work a retail floor in camo, can you?
Well, I got one old boy said he'll donate a pair of shoes and a tie.
Okay, good.
And then I realized, what am I going to do about the rest of that outfit? Besides the fact, I don't know how to tie a tie.
They have what they call a zipper tie. I got a guy that can get you one.
I'm not John D. Rockefeller, brother. I can't go around throwing around heavy cash on zipper ties. Plus, that'll make them suspicious of where I got the money from.
Right. Wait a second.
Now, looky here. How do you tie a tie?
Seriously, you're a man of us. Don't you remember when you were younger? Because something tells me you grew up in a strict family. I know your daddy went to jail, but you had stepdaddy and your mama, and you would have to go to church, wouldn't you? And didn't you wear a tie to church?
Yeah, I wore a clip-on bow tie.
Clip-on. Have you thought?
But even if I still had that, that's made for a child.
They also make regular clip-on ties. And you
I'm telling you, brother, is that I got a tie, and it ain't a clip-on, and I'm asking you, how do you tie it?
All right, do you want to know how to tie it?
Yeah.
Do you know, here's the easiest way to tie a tie, brother. Do you remember back in the days when you would clown around with small wild animals, like a woodchuck or a squirrel, and you used to take that mom's clothesline and tie it into a noose because you were going to go and wrangle you up a squirrel? Remember those days in the woods where people would wonder where you've been?
Oh, yeah, like fooling with palm, right?
Yes! Just take your necktie, put it underneath your collar, your camo collar, and then you do the first turn that you would normally make for a noose. and then just pull it through instead of wrapping it around and around and around and around. You just do it once. That's a single Windsor. And then just
so all you got to do is make a noose out of it.
Kind of like that. Kind of like make a noose. And then just cinch it up right up to your neck.
Well, that sounds a lot simpler than they was making out. The gals at the bar were saying, well, you got to do it this way and that way.
Well, yeah,
that sounds much simpler. Thank you, sir.
And so when
now
do you...
look here.
Yes. You got a
belt?
What, you got a belt?
Well, I haven't gotten that look here. I haven't gotten that far yet. But we got the Todd taken care of.
Yes, we got the Todd. Yeah, check.
Now,
yeah.
I got these fancy shoes. They're real shiny. The guy said that he forgot to return them with a rental tuxedo.
Okay, those are patent leather shoes.
Now, how do you tie them?
You don't. Are you telling me you don't know how to tie your shoes?
No, sir. I never had golf. I always go with Velcro slip-ons.
Okay. All right. You ready?
Yeah. How you doing?
You got the shoe on now? Maybe you can do this, or are you driving?
No, I'm fine, man. I just go ahead and tell me how I'm supposed to.
All right. I'm going
to
do it the way I taught my daughter. You get the two strings on the shoe, cinch them up good and tight. Then, on your left string, make a little loop so that you have like a little loop around there. You got that?
Like a circle.
Yeah, like a circle and pinch
it. Or more like an oval.
Like an oval.
And like an egg.
Like an egg. And on the other side, do the same thing with the right lace. Make a little oval or like an egg.
Okay. So you're doing this one-handed.
Yeah, well, you're looking at you do two-handed so that you have like two rabbit ears looking at you.
Okay.
All right. Now cross the rabbit ears, cross them, and then make that right rabbit ear go underneath like he's going into his hole, and then pull it tight.
Righty-tighty, lefty-loosey.
Nah, that's a screw. Just under the cross the rabbit ears, and then put that right rabbit ear like he's going into the little rabbit hole that's made there, and then cinch it tight. Why am I telling you all this stuff? You don't know how to tie a tie. You don't know how to tie your shoes.
Is that all there is to it?
That's all there is to it. That's the kid way to do it. There's an adult way to do it, but I don't want to get into that right now.
Okay. Now you need to,
what about brushing your teeth? Can you brush your teeth?
Now my teeth are very beautiful.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But what I generally do is I just chew on bark.
Oh, we'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
We've been ribbed. Ribbed for her pleasure. Hey, it's in the Bible. Look it up. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Stan and Haney here. Hey, Dave, it took you a long time to get back from anger management, the rage room. Took you a while.
Yeah, a lot of traffic out, man.
Yeah, see the picture there of you from the video?
Yeah, I see that, and you're mistaken, my friend.
That is the exact moment you went with a baseball bat and smashed the Comrex.
Yeah, right on.
Okay, Stan.
Okay.
We were without any kind of audio for a good 5 minutes, and you're hammering with a Louisville Slugger.
Dude,
not 3 inches from the Comrex.
Oh, Stan,
don't get it. You don't know the experience that Dave had.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Because he now knows what it's like to play in the NBA. He knows what it is to be a professional athlete.
Absolutely, because here's the deal.
Let me tell you. Listen, dude.
Bro, what happens is when you expend that kind of energy and your adrenaline is pumped so high like mine was just a little while ago, and you get interviewed, let's say you are trying to interview me and ask me questions, that's why they just go, good game tonight, backcourt just needs to pick up a little bit, we need to work on the threes, but we'll come again tomorrow and play another better game.
Yeah, and so what point are you trying to make?
Is they kind of just go through the motions. It's a little tougher when I'm trying to really
Haney,
do
you remember when I played professional football? Do you remember when I played professional football?
I knew.
And I got the game ended, and the players were all coming out on the field shaking hands and stuff. I had a newspaper reporter come up to me and ask me about my experience being a disc jockey. What was it like playing football? And I was quite calm, composed, and was able to do a proper interview.
First off, Stan, you weren't.
Yeah,
under...
but that was only thanks to me because I saved the day.
Well, that's behind the scenes.
Aha!
Where I could be calm. Behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
One day I will tell that story, that complete story. You know what? Next week I want to tell that story. How I signed a one-game contract when I turned 50 to play professional football with the arena team.
Yeah, George Plimpton, eat your heart out.
Yeah, and I went and got suited up.
I feared for you.
Yeah, I feared for me. Did the whole pregame.
Because once you know, it was one thing you got in your uniform, we took some pictures. But then going down on the field and realizing those guys are going to hit him.
Yeah, big guys. I got a great picture that was taken at the game where I'm with the team and I'm the shortest one there. I look like a little runt compared to the players.
Now, you were mainly a special teamer.
I was. I was on the kickoffs, and I still thank the kicker of the football team for helping me. He's telling me what to do. He said, now keep your head on a swivel. I'm going to go and kick this ball as hard as I can off this son of a bitch's chest. It's going to bounce right back at you. Now grab the ball. Yeah. So I was like, good. He said, now be careful. Keep your head on a swivel. Look all around because there's going to be somebody probably coming that you don't see, and he's going to take you down. And the whole team was so concerned about me because I got taken down on one play. And it wasn't okay, play over, get back, to the huddle or get off the field. All of them, you all right? Yeah, I'm fine. They were so, but I know how it is to be a professional
absolutely.
Athlete.
That's right. Well, that's good. And right there at the big arena, you were taking slap shots.
Yep, did that too.
That's cool, man. Yeah.
So Dave is comparing himself to a professional athlete.
Yeah. What I'm saying is...
You were swinging like a little bitch there and you were winded.
Listen, bro. What I'm getting at is adrenaline rush, okay? And the athletes, I know they get that.
Your adrenaline went away like 4 minutes in.
Let me see you get
you
in
had
there,
to
big
sit
guy.
Down.
Big guy.
I would kill it in there.
Yeah, right.
You had to sit down after 4 minutes and take a breather.
5 seconds. I was in there 8 minutes.
I am so glad I think I found somebody to replace me.
Whining like a little bitch.
No, see, that's all he said. You said that entertains you.
It does.
That entertains you.
It sure does. It does.
See,
and
you know what?
And I'm not involved with it.
Let me
don't
tell
look,
you.
Don't focus on me.
I'll tell
it's
you.
Not me.
I'll tell you.
A lot of stress this morning.
Listen, that nerve is burnt on me, man.
Mm. Let me tell you.
Yeah, let me tell you. Bruh.
That nerve is burnt. Done.
Well, he can just say, call you a little bitch again, and you get worked up again.
No. You little bitch.
You going to let him get away with that, Dave?
I'm going to let him enjoy it right now.
Uh-huh. Because why?
Because the nerve is gone. Because
he's a puss.
Because I have let out all of my aggression.
I think he truly believes he could kick your ass. He didn't know how wrong he is.
Doesn't know how squirrely I get.
Yeah.
I fight dirty.
Oh, I know how squirrely you are.
I fight dirty.
You know? Talking to a guy over here that's about 6'6", 200 and something pounds.
And growing.
And slow.
Oh, he's slow, and you're fast.
Mm. Shotokan, bitch.
Yeah.
You don't know me, bro.
Mm. Oh, stealing my words.
Dude, bro, man.
You know? See? Stealing my words, man.
Let me tell you.
That's right.
Shotokan.
Damn right.
Then how come I have the video? Look at, find this.
Dave, explain.
The video where you tried to break the board and nearly broke your hand.
Dave.
What? It's on YouTube.
Break the board.
You know what? Just to be fair.
I don't know what I was breaking.
Just to
point.
Be fair, would you explain to Junior what Shotokan is so he knows how far over his head he is?
Oh, brother. It is one of the top martial arts, okay? You know what I'm saying? Look, Kung Fu ain't nothing on Shotokan,
oh, no.
bruh. No, you really got to get deep.
Ancient monks developed
this. Yes. Yeah. Shaolin monk warriors. Yeah.
Just like
man.
How he did it when that drunk tried to punch him at the convenience store. Yep. We got the video.
And I matrixed it, bruh.
So hardcore.
Like, go on.
You like, matrix.
Like Neo.
Go on YouTube.
Well,
like slow motion.
Yeah, I was like.
And Dave tries to break the board. See, there he is trying to break the comrades.
Oh, shut up. Why do you just constantly get me in trouble?
And it's only thanks to the rules and the principles of Shotokan that you didn't mercilessly kick that guy's ass.
That's right.
Yeah. Let's do trap.
Because you're not supposed to use it as an offensive weapon.
No.
Here's
defensive purposes. Only.
Here's Dave.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Yeah, bro. Woo!
Oh, don't be so bitter and yelling, okay?
It's Friday, man.
He's enthused.
Yeah.
It's Friday,
because he's conquered it, man.
He's
a little bitch.
I am totally chill right now. Yeah. And it's not working. Sorry.
Next time when you do the remote broadcast, don't eat the mic. That's something that they teach you in the first year of radio.
I know, but the room was a little... It's very reverberation.
Somebody just texted. He knows about Shotapus.
Oh, see? There we go. I love it, man. Thank you, Text Line Tough Guys. All right, Lehigh Acres. We got a crash in Lehigh, Joel Boulevard, in front of the 7-Eleven. Be on the lookout for that there. Two crashes in Fort Myers. First one on Pine Island Road in North Fort Myers, right in front of the Walmart. And the second one is in Fort Myers on McGregor Boulevard and Summerlin Road. And you are up to date. Another 30 minutes.
All right. Thank you. I want to get this out before we do news with Mark Haney. Tomorrow, noon till 2, you can meet Rob Show. He's going to be at Sutherland Nissan, 13985 South Tamiami Trail. That's 1 mile north of Daniels in Fort Myers. Great deals on new or pre-owned vehicles. Plus, going to have some K-Rock swag, and you get to meet our new night guy, Rob Show. You've met him, haven't you, Dave?
Oh, absolutely. Worked with him for like 2 weeks.
Yeah. Mark.
2 weeks.
Yeah, maybe something like that.
I thought it was 2 days.
Yeah, it was like, three days.
No, 5, 8 days.
Yeah. When they
really?
Yeah.
I thought it was like quicker than that.
It was.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah. We all know.
You saying I can't count?
Mark Haney.
Because that nerve lies.
Yeah, that's a live nerve. 1, 2. Mark Haney and the news, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
Direct from our newsroom in color, this is the news with Roger Mudd in Indianapolis, David Shoemaker in Indianapolis, Don Webster in Saigon, Robert Pierpoint in Washington, Robert Shackney in New York City, and Jim Kincaid in Hewlett, New York.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Friday, February 15th.
Double MXIX.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. You know, we all have dreams.
We sure do. Right, Dave?
And even when a dream comes true, it may not come true just like you pictured it.
Nope.
Because I am with Tim Burton here. We all remember the classic film Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
I only said it once.
Yeah, you say it, and then he'll appear. How many times? 3 times?
Yeah.
What, Dave?
He just held up fingers because he doesn't want to say it out loud.
Because still learning to count. That nerve's still raw.
Now, of course, that movie featured Michael Keaton in the title role. And he was certainly adequate.
Yeah, I'd say so. It becomes an iconic character.
He was Tim Burton's second choice. And when I tell you who it was, you'll see why he's a second choice.
Okay.
Tim Burton pictured Beetlejuice as played by the great Sammy Davis Jr.
That would have been awesome.
Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
Cha-cha-cha. Waterman always, okay, Dave, is Dave's martial arts thing that version of dance fighting? Isn't that Shotokan? Isn't that dance fighting?
No, that's Brazilian jiu-jitsu capoeira.
Are you allowed to tell us where and how you learned Shotokan?
No. That was in a warehouse down in L.A. County, man. Very secretive stuff.
Was it Torrance, California?
Did you find him breaking the board?
Yes, very secretive stuff.
Was it in Torrance?
Go yes, YouTube, yes. Stan and Haney. D-Train posted it because he'd post one every day.
He's got like a million videos.
I know. And one of them is him trying to break a board. He nearly broke his hand.
You know what? But he was game. He tried to do it.
Yep, he tried. He
gave it his best.
Yep, sure did.
You know, these days we hear a lot about global warming.
Yeah.
And if you're skeptical of the concept of global warming, or simply saying, well, we don't know if that is caused by man or not.
Right.
The planet has gone through many changes. You're scoffed because they will say, no. The science is in, as if that is the be-all, end-all.
Yep.
You see, the thing about science...
Science!
...is that science is something that is always a work in progress.
Absolutely.
Because we know what we know until somebody comes along and says, no, that's wrong.
Because in the 70s, we were going into an ice age.
Mm-hmm.
The science was in.
Can the planet be saved?
Yep.
Science is what we think we figured out to this point, and it will change in the decades to come. For instance, in the 1800s, the science was in. Tuberculosis was caused by vampires.
Yep. What?
It's settled. It is settled.
What?
It has been scientifically determined that tuberculosis is caused by vampires. Any idiot knows this. Terminator 2, Judgment Day.
Yeah.
Remember those liquid metal effects?
I do. With that guy from the X-Files.
Yep. That effect, going back all those years ago, was created with the very first ever version of a little program called Adobe Photoshop.
Really?
The very first one. Well, it's that time of year again, Stan.
It sure is, Haney.
We've got Valentine's in our rearview mirror, and you know what that means.
What?
Time to look forward to St. Patty's Day.
All right, that's coming next month.
Woo!
And what does that mean?
Leprechaun.
Shamrock Shakes.
Oh, are they coming back? Leprechaun Shamrock Shakes?
McDonald's just officially brought back the Shamrock Shake for the season.
Right on.
They'll be available through March 24th. Now, they're rolling it out nationwide. If you want to see if the McDonald's near you has them, there is a feature on the McDonald's app where you just pop your zip code in, and it tells you whether they got it or not.
Ah, the Shamrock Shake.
And if that weren't enough to get your mouth watering, we have some big ranch dressing news.
Wow!
Hidden Valley.
Oh, well, they're the kings of ranch.
They are the grandfathers of ranch.
Yes.
Well, they just released a new line of ranch dressing. That is flavored like a pizza dipped in ranch dressing. It's ranch inside of more ranch. Apparently, it's hitting stores if that's appealing to you.
Sweet heaven.
It's gone too far, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Reckless.
You've never taken home your dressing that's on our desk.
Oh, I need to.
Go walk. Do make yourself useful other than holding up a chair.
He's resting.
Go down into the office and you'll see what's the...
He's a professional athlete. He's resting.
What's the brand you love?
Old Dutch. Did you ever try it?
I did. I marinated a pork chop in it. beef in it. Slow cooked.
But you didn't try it on a salad.
No, then who would do that? But I used it as a marinade, and it was okay. He'll grab it. It's been sitting on the desk.
You need to get that on a salad with some onions and cucumbers.
Okay. I don't need to. I'm good. It was a decent marinade. It was okay marinade. It was acceptable.
You know, you fight me on so many things. You know, I basically had to shove a good tablespoon of Duke's mayonnaise down your throat before you'd admit it's good.
It is good.
In a moment.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill.
What is this text? Stan, eat salad? Seriously? Heck yeah, I had one last night. It was a nice Roquefort dressing with three or four different cheeses and ham on it. And yeah, it was a great salad.
Yeah, I love salad as long as it's drowned in Old Dutch.
Yeah. A lot of dressing, a lot of cheeses and bacon chunks. And
yeah, all the things that negate the benefits of a salad.
Yeah, delicious.
Indeed. Well, if you've been wondering what the good people at Ford Motor Company are up to, we have the answer.
They're geniuses.
They've invented a bed. I know, it's not what they're known for, but there are no boundaries, okay? Just because you're first on race day doesn't mean you're not thinking about beds.
Bingo.
They have invented a bed that will stop one person from taking up too much space. The bed has sensors that detect where both people are sleeping. And if one person has the nerve,
the
unmitigated gall, to cross that 50% mark, the mattress rolls out a conveyor belt to move the person back.
Yep. Right back. Then you just roll over and you got your space back.
Unfortunately, they made the bed as part of some sort of demonstration or promotion for the lane assist features in their cars. But if enough people demand it,
yes,
Ford will have to make beds.
The Ford Imagineers. There it is.
No,
there.
That's a trademark Disney
thing. Is it? Yeah. Imagineers is trademarked?
Yep.
Imageers. How's that?
Oh, probably too close. Mm-hmm. You might win on appeal. And then you go to the Ninth Circuit.
And
then you go
there?
Back around. What happens there? And you go back. And then you go to the Supreme Court. And then we win. There's a story going viral about a bride. A bride who had no intention whatsoever of being overshadowed by her bridesmaid's ample breasts.
I hope there's a picture.
The bride posted her story on Reddit this week in their Am I the A-hole forum.
Mm-hmm. And I want to know what the answer is either.
The bride tells us she has a very good friend named Aaron with, quote, massive breasts.
Like a couple of blimps. A couple of weather balloons.
She describes them as literally bigger than should be physiologically possible because she has a hormone disorder.
Oh, sure she does. Sure she does.
And the bride has decided she will not ask Aaron to be one of her bridesmaids.
Darn right.
Strictly because of those breasts. She tells us, quote, she's incapable of wearing a strapless dress.
Yeah, you know about that, don't you, over there?
He does have experience with large-breasted women.
Yeah. What now? What?
Yeah, that is true.
Thank you.
That is true.
Yep. Sit back.
And she's concerned that Aaron would be a distraction.
Yes.
Quote, I don't want people to remember my wedding for the bridesmaid with the giant boobs.
And that would be the case. They'd look at the wedding photos and people would reminisce. And
now, keep in mind, she posted this in the Am I the A-hole forum.
Right.
And the good people of Reddit were there for her with an answer.
Support.
Yes, she is an a-hole.
Oh, come on.
The woman took the feedback to heart, and she says she now realizes that she, quote, lost perspective and is going to sit down with Big Boobed Aaron to apologize.
Lost perspective. Of course she did it. It's a wedding. They all lose perspective.
Indeed. If you think it's clear sailing for her now, think again. She also felt the need. Oh, another bride in this forum is vegan.
Ah.
And she just disinvited all meat-eating guests from her wedding altogether.
That's her day. It's her day.
And she can enjoy herself alone.
Yep, that's pretty much what's going to happen.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, I'd like to ask Junior a quick question.
Sure, I'm sure he's standing by.
Now, Junior is 25. The story we're about to do deals with an 18-year-old, so a little bit younger than him. But generally, do young people have it in their head that, like, pot's not illegal? Like, they don't worry about it?
They're what they would like to call very lax about it.
Yeah, what am I going to get, a ticket?
Yeah.
They'll let me go. I don't have much.
Whatever.
They are lax about
it. Yeah.
Right, Dave? Oh, you're 45.
Now, don't get too lax. An 18-year-old in northern Arkansas by the name of Carter Pyle.
Pyle?
Carter? Vince. That's a great name.
Yep. You know what his parents were doing.
Yep. So Carter Pyle recently called the police after he somehow locked his keys in the car. Now, if you're wondering, isn't there a spare key somewhere? There is. He locked both sets of keys in his car. He locked his regular set and his backup set in the car.
Friggin' baked, man.
Now, we don't know why Pyle called the police rather than AAA.
Yeah.
But he did.
Yeah.
Apparently, it was a slow day because an officer showed up to help him out.
Yeah.
Very nice of him.
Yeah. A sergeant, I believe, went and helped Pyle out.
Yeah. As they were jimmying his door open,
sure,
they couldn't help but notice not one, not two, but three compressed bags of marijuana sitting in the back seat in plain view.
Yeah, wasn't thinking anything of that. That big deal, man. Everybody does it.
Once the officer got the door open, he asked Carter, "What are these bags filled with?" And Pyle
told Carter,
replied, "Oh, that's just pot."
Yeah, you know, come on, everybody does it.
A gym bag in the car had even more weed in it. All in all, they found over a pound of Mary Jane in his car. He is now facing charges for possession of marijuana with intent to deliver.
And Haney, look at his picture. What's the main trait about this pot smoker?
Pursed lips.
And very dry and brittle.
Brittle hair, yeah.
Yep, yep, I told you. That's the way it is.
No way to go through life, son. No. Even Dave would tell him to straighten the F up.
That's right, man.
Go ahead, say
it. That's absolutely right,
yeah,
man.
That's right.
And that's the news for today, Friday, February 15th.
Double M. XIX.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Marky Haney, telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District, you know what the trend is now. People that smoke pot, because every one of you have dry, brittle hair.
Mm-hmm. There's proof.
Yep.
I'll show you meth.
What they do is the thing now is to just shave your head. You know, have the skinhead look. Because look at that. Draw, you can snap that.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. The skinhead look where, like, a girl will shave her head and then have, like, an infinity tattoo put on by her ear.
Yeah. Hey, y'all. Take a break. We'll be back. Stan and Haney.
Then call your racist.
96 K-Rock.
Tell Haney to put out his smoke and get his ass in here. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us.
I think Dave's got the phrase of the day.
Yeah, I'll show you meth.
You got that handy?
Yeah, you got that. Hold on.
That's great.
I'll show you meth.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
You did a good job, Dave.
I appreciate it.
I
want to
know what the problem is, though. We were all outside chatting. You know, Zito was out there, too, and Adam was out there, and Junior was out there, Haney and me were out there. And I asked you, because Junior's been mouthing off. He's been calling you names.
Mm. Yeah, really harsh.
And I said, will you at least show him a Shotokan move that would put him back in his place? Because you know what? He's really barking up a tree, and that
doesn't know what he's in for.
So, but you wouldn't do it. You were afraid.
No, I'm afraid. I am tired, Stan. I was kicking back, having a cool smoke.
If you had to defend yourself now,
if I needed to, yes.
You're
tired.
You're still on the clock. Okay.
I know that, man. I'm out back smoking with you guys on the clock.
So Haney gave you money,
and you were telling me he makes more money than I know about.
Oh yeah.
Oh really?
Yeah, really.
What have I done?
I can't say it on the air because it'll make Junior, and it's already made me mad, but it'll make Junior mad too.
You've got to be kidding me. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, okay, now that you know what I'm talking about, answer me this.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Answer me this then. Are you making money that Haney doesn't know about? Yes or no?
I didn't even know I was making it until today.
He didn't know.
He knew.
I didn't know.
I
didn't know.
You know, earn your stay.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Yeah, bro. It's Friday. Woo! Let's start in Fort Myers. We have a hit
and
run.
What is he?
He's lying like a little bitch.
You know what? Keep it up, big fella.
Because that nerve's regenerating.
Where's that Shotokan, boy?
That's right, brother. I'm starting to get worked up again, man. You don't want to see that side of me, Junior.
Oh,
you
I
don't.
Do.
Don't hurt him, Dave.
Don't hurt him.
I don't want
to. I'm worried about your well-being, buddy.
Yeah. Dude, I don't want to have to break your vocal cords.
He'll kill you.
All right, dude. Four
He'll
Myers.
Destroy him.
Yep, hit and run.
Yeah,
I will.
Junior will.
Uh-huh.
Can Let you me do traffic.
Yeah. Well, bombarding me. Michael G. Rippey, Ben C. Pratt, Fort Myers hit and run, another crash, Palm Beach Boulevard.
You're up to date.
And Loring Way, you're up to date. Bye bye.
Let's laugh.
I'm going home.
It's time once again
you're
for
tired.
Shut up, man.
Stand up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96 K Rock.
People that work in hospitals are truly amazing people. They are so nice. And supportive, it makes you suspicious, right? Are they stealing the drugs? They're a little too excited to be around sick people in pajamas. And when I say sick, I'm not talking about the positive slang, right? Because that's part of our language, right? That jacket is sick! But you don't want a medical professional to be like, your test results are sick! I mean, let me clarify, you're dying. It's got to be hard to work in a hospital. That hospital lighting, everyone looks sick in that hospital lighting. I walked in, they're like, we should get you to the ER. I'm just here to see my wife. Well, you have jaundice. See, compared, oh my gosh, I have jaundice too. We all have jaundice. When my wife would nap, I'd go to the cafeteria. Hospitals have the most cutting-edge medical equipment, but they're still serving food like it's Shawshank Redemption. How about selling an MRI machine and getting a pasta station.
Have yourselves a great weekend. Yeah, we'll be here Monday, President's Day. We are the Stan and Haney Show, 96K Rock, and we leave you this afternoon with this. Ahoy.
Hey, Bob.
Ah, jeez. Ah, if it isn't the Pine Island King himself. What's going on there, dude?
Man, I got to tell you, I feel like my life is going to hell in a handbasket.
It's always been that way, hasn't it? Your life has always been that.
Oh, hell no.
Okay.
Hell no. It's been pretty good.
All right. What do you got for me? What do you got for me? What are you doing now?
You know, I think there's a special place in hell for a narc.
What's the deal? A narc? You know somebody who's narking?
You know, I was there, and I'll be honest with you. Yeah, I was having some drinks, but that's what you do in a bar. And then I see if they need helping out with something. Sometimes I just go right behind the bar or what have you.
Right.
And I went in to use a restroom.
Yeah.
And my God, I go in there and I look over at the stall.
Yeah.
And there's feet.
Feet in the stall. Yeah, that's somebody.
Feet poking out from the stall.
Yeah.
And, you know, I went over to the urinal, and, you know, I was just melting some ice, if you know what I mean.
Because over there at the bar up there in North Fort Myers, you know, they don't worry about it. Just put a bucket of ice in the urinal. It's good for a while.
Yeah.
And feet in the stall.
You know, I had a little buzz going on, so it took a little while, but I was damn near overwhelmed by the odor.
Uh-huh.
And this guy don't seem like he's going anywhere. I didn't even see them feet moving, so when I walk out there, I yell over Sheila.
Who's Sheila? Who's Sheila, by the way?
Oh, she's a new bartender.
Okay. Have you taken her out yet?
No, I'm taking it easy on that one. Okay. I haven't quite made up my mind. She's right on the edge of being a little too old for me.
How old is she?
Probably about 35.
You're like in your 60s.
Well, I like what I like, brother. From what I hear, you'd understand that out of anybody.
Okay, so you're going in there, stall, you go and melt a little ice in the urinal, and you've got a little buzz. Of course, you're working, but you still got a little buzz. You're a key holder.
Yeah.
You're a key holder. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm good. And so looky here.
Yes, sir.
I come out of the men's room, I go over to Sheila. I said, hey, I think we got an active answer. I could say active sitter, but that ain't what it's close to that, but that ain't the word. Okay. It was an active,
I know what you mean. I know what you mean, brah.
And that, you know, that's restaurant and bar talk.
Yeah, I know that. I know.
Anyway, this old pipsqueak of a man, he just get up and leave. And then the next thing I know, whoop, whoop. They come right inside the bar.
Okay.
And they come in there all tough, and they go, we got reports of an active shooter in this bar.
What? An active shooter?
Yeah, and that's not what I said. I said an active.
Oh, so the cop came by, thought you you said shooter instead of restaurant talk for somebody on the throne. The cops down there, they run you.
Yeah.
And?
Well, of course, it shows up, you know, the probation, all the things I've ever done, you know, going all the way back to the 99X Fest fiasco.
That's a lot of years ago.
And so, you know, I don't like jewelry too much, but I was wearing bracelets that night, if you know what I mean.
I do, yeah. You know, again, that's cop talk.
And so now I'm back reunited with my old probation officer. And she said that working at the bar don't count as a real job because I'm just drinking all the time.
Yeah, I thought you didn't get paid. They let you do your karaoke there. You get little tips in the jar. You sing, and they just, because they know you, they let you go and, you know, be a key holder.
So looky here. Now, my PO, she's a good enough gal, but she says, look, brother, you are going to have to show me a pay stub or you're going away.
Wait a second. Didn't they already come to the conclusion that you didn't? Oh, well, they saw your record. I was figuring somebody would have said that you didn't say shooter, but then they ran you and they got a, you have to produce a pay stub.
Yeah.
But you don't have one. Even,
no. But see, before, at the same strip center as the bar, there was a laundromat there.
Yeah.
And I would pay the guy to run the laundromat. I would pay him like $20 a week, and then he would write me a pay stub.
That's elite. Okay. All right. So you would get a pay stub that said you worked at the laundromat.
Yeah, but okay. He went out of business because it turns out people like to do laundry at home.
Yes. People like to do laundry at home. And, you know, sometimes you got to use a laundromat. But it sounds like this guy at the laundromat, if he's giving you pay stubs for a few bucks, that he's also probably doing a few other things.
Yeah.
Blue skies.
Yeah. Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.